Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. That number gets you directly into the doctor's office. You can participate in the program. You can call in with questions or comments, 877-726-8255. We got lots to talk about this weekend, so I hope you'll join us for an hour or two where we boil down some of the most important health stories of the week for you. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you each week is my job. And we're going to talk a little bit about the health benefits of saunas. There's a new story about the hazards of rinse aids in your dishwasher, the danger that lurks in your dishwasher. Something that we haven't envisioned. 877-726-8255. Okay, so the big reveal is that this week in the wake of Thanksgiving, I came down with COVID. And a little background is that dutifully I had the vaccines in 2020, the first series, Pfizer times two. And then within a couple of months, I came down with COVID. You know, relatively, I guess, non-serious case, but it kind of threw me for a loop. I was suffering from a lot of body aches and, you know, the nasal congestion, and kind of laid me low for about a week. And that was back around Christmas of 2020, and no harm, no foul, because of kind of a quiet time of the year anyway, and not a big patient load. Some of our programs were supposed to be on tape anyway. So fast forward to 2022, I went to Thanksgiving, and I felt reasonably well. And I don't think that I caught it from our big holiday gathering, but I anticipate as a lot of people, you know, get together for the holidays in the wake of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving travel, and now upcoming Christmas shopping, and the stress of Christmas, and Christmas parties, and Christmas travel, and, you know, all that getting together, that there are going to be a lot more cases of COVID. And so within a couple of days coming back from Thanksgiving, I came down with something that I thought was just a cold. But then it seemed to be a little worse than a cold. I said, well, you know, flu's going around too. But just in case, you know, lest I expose someone to COVID, let me just get one of those test kits out, which I keep on hand. And lo and behold, that telltale second line showed up. And indeed, I had a second case of COVID. And luckily, I powered through it. About 2.5 days of misery, less severe than the first time around. Yeah, kind of debilitating for a couple of days. I stayed home, I laid low, and didn't do a heck of a lot of stuff. Upped my supplements. You can find out a little bit about some of the things that you can take to build your resilience, because, hey, guess what? It's inevitable. You're going to get COVID, like it or not. Whether you've had an initial case, whether you've been vaccinated, whether you've been boosted, you're likely to come down with COVID, one, two, or more times as this thing plays itself out. And I'll talk about a new study that reports on the severity of second COVID. But, you know, among the things you can do to fortify yourself, you can get my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. Just go to drhoffman.com, click on the Read drop-down menu, and then you'll see Immunity Reset, and you can click on that document. And it's a big, long document. It's a discussion about some of the things you can do to build resilience, you know, diet, exercise, sleep factors, stress factors, but also specifically supplements that you can invoke. And I took a whole slew of supplements. Within a couple of days, I knew I'd turn the corner. And I feel 99% recovered after just a few days. So there's this thing going around on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter in the news these days because a lot of controversy about Twitter and misinformation and disinformation. And as I mentioned in a newsletter article a few weeks ago, there's a lot of doom saying on Twitter about the severity of COVID, about the severity of vaccine reactions, which are real. And COVID is real and still dangerous. But exaggerations that are making people utterly shaking in their boots, including people who've had COVID already, because a study has been published, which has been widely misinterpreted as stating that if you've had COVID, the second time you get COVID, it could be even more devastating and it could lead to permanent symptoms, particularly if you're suffering from long COVID, the aftermath of an initial COVID infection. So there's an article here in MedPage Today, which is a fairly balanced source of information. A little bit biased towards the mainstream and kind of, challenging CDC, gently pushing back on some of their misstatements and some of the missteps that they've taken in communicating accurate information about COVID. But the article is entitled, "Are Repeat Coronavirus Infections Really More Dangerous Than the First?" The answer, they say, is no. But a recent study has been misinterpreted by some as saying that. The study in question appears from the Veterans Administration, VA hospitals. Researchers have looked at second infections, and what half of Twitter is saying and drumming up a lot of fear about getting it again, which I can dispel from a personal standpoint. Second infections are associated with higher rates of all-cause mortality and other adverse outcomes than primary infections were. Well, that's bass ackwards. What the paper actually says is that, and as I experienced, getting repeat infections is not benign. And, you know, you can see that public figures, the most highly vaccinated, the president, his cabinet, health officials, they all get COVID, even though they've been vaccinated four or five times or more. The authors even say that people are going to get confused from their paper. They anticipated people would make the mistake being made, which is why they wrote in the paper, and I'm quoting, "Our analyses should not be interpreted as an assessment of severity of a second infection versus that of a first infection. Nor should they be interpreted as an examination even of the risks of adverse health outcomes after a second infection compared to risk incurred after a first infection." So it's pretty definitive that that's not what they're saying, and yet it's been misinterpreted to, I guess, create a lot of scary, scary Twitter posts. That's how you develop a following on Twitter. You scare people. Then you get more clicks. You get more likes. All right, let me share something that's part of my program for resiliency. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know the fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that supports your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, and in particular your immune system, joint and skin health as well. as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options and a variety of potencies. You can find whatever you want there. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option, which I recommend to my vegan patients. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992, or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co, not .com. Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are really great. And next, one of the things that I did, you know, you have COVID, you really shouldn't be exercising, nor do you have the pep to exercise. But one of the things I forced myself to do, and I think it was part of my fast resolution, was that I went to the adjoining Y and sat in the sauna at high temperatures. I wouldn't worry about exposing other people to COVID because, well, high temperatures are sterilizing for viruses. Besides, I went at the time of day where virtually no one was there. And we'll talk a little bit about the benefits of sauna use when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances. Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
We've got an amazing guest, DJ Suss1, who is an entrepreneur, an entertainer. He does it all.
It's actually a moment for me also because I've been working with Mariah for a long time, but I've never, ever, in all the concerts or any time she's summoned me, done any of her Christmas shows.
Really?
Yeah, because her Christmas shows are usually, it's a different energy. It's Christmas, so it's usually like, how do I turn up and be like, yo, everybody get your hands up, and then, yeah. You know, silent. But she summoned me this time. I'm going to turn up as best as I can, and it's exciting for me because it's my first time on Mariah's Christmas shows, and she has become the queen of Christmas.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. If you don't have time to call during the show, or if a question should occur to you during the week when we're not on air, you can call 877-726-8255. But we have a live caller, Robert from Manhattan. How you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
As a result of a recent blood test, my doctor wants me to go on this medication, levothyroxine sodium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
50 mcgs.
Okay.
He diagnosed me with hypothyroid. Now, I don't have any symptoms. I mean, I've always paid attention to what my doctor said, but for some reason I'm hesitant about going on. I have the readings of the blood test in front of me, if that would help.
What's your TSH?
The TSH says 7.82 VIU/mL.
Okay, okay. Got it. That's all the information I need. Okay, so here's the deal. And by the way, how old are you, sir?
81.
Okay, so I think it's a little bit of a controversial decision to put you on thyroid. Because if you say you're feeling fine, and you have virtually without complaints, there are no studies that suggest that mildly low thyroid in an older individual can be a risk factor for dying or serious disease. It's just a matter of, you know, how you feel. It tends to be associated with a little higher cholesterol, which can be a problem. But you have to be cautious when you initiate thyroid in older individuals because it sometimes can set your heart palpitating. So it's a little bit of a judgment call. What you're being put on is a relatively low dose, and, you know, give it a try, see how you feel, and you might discover that you do feel better because, you know, when 81, sometimes you feel a little run down, you're not sure what it is, maybe it's just because I'm 81, and you might get a little bit of a surge of energy, you know, have more stamina, feel more resistant to the cold, lose a little bit of weight, which is always good, and even improve your sleep quality. Paradoxically, this thing which speeds up your metabolism can actually help you sleep deeper, and that can be a benefit. So I would say under doctor supervision, you know, give it a shot. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You might see that you actually feel better. But, you know, is it mandatory for you to take it? If for some reason you say, yeah, no way, I feel fine. No biggie. You can just forego it. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of longevity, we had a great discussion on a recent podcast with Greg McPherson, who's an anti-aging researcher from New Zealand. You got to listen to it at drhoffman.com. And let me tell you about it. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we are healthy? You can extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and process within our cells that change with age. SRW's Cell Range line, Cell 1, Cell 2, and Cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range, which supports the 9 areas of the cell that change with age. These are called the 9 hallmarks of aging, generally recognized among anti-aging researchers. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. So learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. All right, let me tell you about what I did when I came down with COVID, because come down with COVID, you feel under the weather, you're very congested, and you don't feel like exercising. And besides it, you tried to power through it, bad idea. I'm all about mind over matter. But I said, so what can I do? And I fortunately live right next to Y, and we have a steam room and a sauna. And so I went there, and I sat there for as long as I could, and I really pushed it. It was actually a, kind of like an endurance event. I was checking my pulse, you know, with high temperatures, 30 minutes in the steam room at about 120 degrees. Yeah, your pulse rate goes up, 80, 90, higher, like a mini workout. And then I cooled off in the shower and went in the sauna for a while. Sauna use is a lifestyle practice to extend health span. According to recent research, sauna use mimics physiologic and protective responses associated during exercise. Repeated sauna use optimizes stress responses. Frequent sauna use may protect against cardiovascular and neurodegenerative disease. And also, sauna even provides a means of preserving muscle mass and countering sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss. So I guess I was on the right track. It helped to clear my sinuses. And kind of like a mini fever therapy.
This report is sponsored by IBM. According to the annual Global Holiday Shopping and Travel Report released by IBM's Institute for Business Value, many global consumers are ready to celebrate the holidays again and will be shopping earlier than in years past. However, as a wider set of economic and political issues took center stage this past year, uncertainty looms over their plans. The study found that 2022 shopping budgets are up 8% over 2021, and holiday travel budgets are up by almost half. However, factors including inflation and price increases have made economic concerns top of mind this holiday season. Carl Haller, partner, Consumer Center of Competency Leader, IBM Consulting.
Consumers are hoping to re-embrace their holiday traditions this year. They've started their shopping and travel planning earlier, but also want flexibility like free returns or cancellations. To ensure a successful holiday, retailers and brands need to understand how consumers are behaving, neighborhood by neighborhood, and ensure they have the right product, right price, and most importantly, enough people to meet consumers' demands.
For more information, visit ibm.com/IBV.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula, Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Christmas is in the air, and we would like to invite you to bring your little ones to meet Santa on December 8th prior to our live broadcast of Heroes of the North State with host Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing. Between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., you can tell Santa what's on your wish list. Meeting Santa is a live, free event made possible by our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, Fire Water Supply, Emergency Water Supply, and My Umbrella Marketing. For more information, visit MyUmbrellaMarketing.com and click on Toys for Tots Toy Drive. Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I want to remind you that a lot of the products that we talk about in this program, you can find them on my full script dispensary. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, and these are the very self-same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself. It's kind of a quality assurance guarantee when you go to FullScript via drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the hazards that lurk within your dishwasher. It's not what you think. But first, let's take one of those recorded calls.
About 3 years ago, my daughter, who was 22 at the time, got schizophrenia. She left in the morning, normal, and by evening, she didn't know who I was. When my daughter was in third grade, she went on Adderall, and so did, like, every other kid. I just was wondering if there's any connection there with the schizophrenia and the Adderall, because I'm seeing her generation full of mental illness.
Okay, that's really an excellent question. And there's no question that we're seeing an uptick in mental disorders among Americans, but in particular, a higher incidence of mental disorders among children. Now, some of it is diagnostic creep. What we used to think of was, you know, slightly eccentric kids. Now they're being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Kids that are fidgety, don't sit still, are distractible, don't perform well in school. They're all being handed a diagnosis of attention deficit disorder, and they're being medicalized. They're being given medications. Kids that tantrum, very unruly, they're being diagnosed as having bipolar disorder. So it's some of it is increased prevalence of problems, and some of it's increased awareness, and some of it's increased medicalization, because we're kind of looking for targets for pharmaceutical intervention. So is there a relationship between taking Adderall in childhood and the emergence of schizophrenia, which usually develops in adolescence? And the answer is quite possibly for a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, these diagnostic categories, you know, ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia, these are not quite as distinct as, you know, if you got, fever and respiratory symptoms and you take a test, is it COVID? Is it the flu? You can actually distinguish. Is it Epstein-Barr virus, the mononucleosis? You can actually distinguish with a pretty definitive test that tells you what you have. Psychiatric diagnoses are kind of subjective. And so there may be an overlap between ADD symptoms and a prelude to developing schizophrenia. You know, and the relationship was kind of pointed out in a very interesting book that I reviewed for our newsletter called Brain Energy by Dr. Christopher Palmer. And I interviewed him, and it was one of my really most exciting interviews, because he's come up with a revolutionary theory about brain disorders, and they range from ADD in kids to schizophrenia, bipolar in adults, to dementia in older individuals. Certainly that comprises depression and anxiety, to which a very high percentage of people are now prone. And his theory is that it has to do with brain energetics. And brain energetics are all about the mitochondria in the brain. And when the mitochondria aren't functioning well, different regions of the brain don't perform well, and we have a wide variety of brain manifestations. Call them what they are. You know, whether it's diagnosed as schizophrenia, whether it's diagnosed as treatment-resistant depression, these things may share features in common. And he has demonstrated that through ketogenic diet, people can achieve breakthroughs. Not always, and sometimes they can't avoid dependency on some degree of medication, but that may be a pathway to wellness that I think really should be looked at and may well revolutionize the psychiatric profession. It certainly deserves attention. So the other question, though, is can Adderall make you crazy? And is it a crazy maker? Can it actually precipitate schizophrenia? And that is a more difficult question. But surely, if you take someone who is schizophrenia prone, and you put them on, in effect, a form of speed, it can actually cause them to begin to hallucinate. That has actually been documented. Can it create changes in the brain that are permanent? I don't think that's been conclusively demonstrated. And so many kids these days are on Adderall that if that were a major trend, we'd see just a huge uptick in the number of people being diagnosed as schizophrenic. And We're seeing an increase, but we're not seeing that kind of major trend. So as much as I think these medications are overused, I don't think that they're responsible for making folks schizophrenic. It just may be that, to begin with, they've got brain abnormalities that in childhood are diagnosed as ADHD, and then in adulthood they manifest as more serious psychiatric problems with hallucinations, delusions, paranoia, and all the features that we associate with psychosis. So, but check out Brain Energy, great book. I recommend it very highly to our listeners. If you want to read a review, go to drhoffman.com. Click on the Read menu, And you'll see a list of my newsletter articles. A recent one was a review of brain energy. All right. Also check out our podcast with Dr. Christopher Palmer. Well worth 50 minutes of your time. 877-726-8255. And talking about natural solutions for things related to mood. You know, one of the features of ADD medications is that they can cause sleep disturbances. And sleep disturbances can precipitate bipolar disorder, episodes of mania, and even episodes of psychosis, certainly associated with anxiety and depression. Well, natural ways to deal with sleeplessness are in order, especially this holiday season, as well as the stress associated with the holiday season. So let me tell you about the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I think it's a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. Great idea, by the way. Great for gifts, great for your peace of mind during the holidays. Includes CBD Calm, which helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. So treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Yep, that's right, for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. All right, let's take a look at the hazards lurking in your dishwasher. When you wash with ordinary detergent, and I have a dishwasher, I am not so hardcore that I hand wash everything. Big pile of dishes, you know, I rinse them off, they go in the dishwasher, boom, they're done. But they come out with spots, annoying spots. And your gleaming silverware, it's not so gleaming. It's etched with spots that are disconcerting. So my dishwasher even prompts me to add Rinse Aid. And it actually, the light warning light goes on. You need Rinse Aid, so you know it's supposed to put Rinse Aid in there. And you put the Rinse Aid in, and the stuff comes out pristine. It's great. It's the sparkling, clean dishes and silverware. It's all good. But here's an article, a very in-depth scientific article. It goes on for 85 pages. I'm only going to hit you with some of the highlights. Gut epithelial barrier damage caused by dishwasher detergents and Rinse Aids. What we're talking about here is something called leaky gut. Leaky gut means that the intestinal barrier, which is designed to put good stuff in, absorb things that you need, and keep bad stuff out, like bacterial toxins and food antigens, and harmful chemicals, these barriers, our gut barrier, is essential for maintaining the integrity of our immune system, and it, as was once said, what happens in your gut doesn't necessarily stay in your gut, paraphrasing that famous meme about Las Vegas. So in the research here, they found that detergents, but especially Rinse Aids, created damage to the gut epithelial lining in doses as low as 1 to 20,000 dilution. And what they're talking about in particular are something called alcohol ethoxylates, which are used in commercial dishwashers, because for sure they use them. You don't want a spot on your spoon at a fancy restaurant. And in a lot of home formulas. So They go on about the importance of the gut epithelial barrier. They say that disruption of the gut epithelial barrier, also known as leaky gut, has been proposed as a central pathogenic factor leading to the systemic inflammation observed in obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, and a long list of chronic non-infectious inflammatory diseases of distant organs. So they continue, the rise in allergic, autoimmune, and metabolic diseases observed in the last decades may be associated with increased exposure to epithelial barrier damaging agents in industrialized and urbanized societies. These include toxic substances present in laundry and household detergents, as well as emulsifiers in processed foods, even microplastics that you get from things in plastic containers, and even toothpaste. And so what can you do about it? Well, it turns out that white vinegar is actually a pretty good alternative. Don't put balsamic vinegar, please, in your dishwasher. It'll come out all smelly and it'll, you know, coat it with a purplish residue. But you can use a little bit of white vinegar as a natural alternative to Rinse Aid in your dishwasher. Work perfectly well. And there are other natural products. Just make sure you don't use the highly chemicalized products that are sold by mainstream Rinse Aid makers, you know, because otherwise, what's the alternative? You know, take your dishes and silverware out. You got to rinse them off again before you use them. That's a bridge too far for me. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. srw.co.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro,
your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Gives you an opportunity to record a question 24-7, 365. Let's hear one of those questions, please.
I've been having these weird kind of episodes where my blood pressure would surge up. And within minutes, it starts coming back down. But just during that weird episode, it shoots up kind of high. So my doctor sent me a cardiologist, and I had this, a bunch of tests, and showing nothing wrong there. And then my gastroenterologist thinks that all this is coming from GERD. So I'm like, I don't know. I know you can't diagnose me, but I just wondered if there's any ideas you might have that I may have have my doctors look into, another area that they're missing.
Okay, you know, that's a very interesting thought by your gastroenterologist, because the good news is that your cardiologist gave you an okay, and what you have is what's called labile hypertension, which means that most of the time you're fine, but then it surges from time to time. Other people just have continuously high blood pressure. And so there's a lot of different shades and gradations of high blood pressure. In your case, I think it's actually kind of a plausible theory, because when you have any form of pain or discomfort or any form of even external stress, blood pressure tends to go up. And this is what's called an autonomic reaction, which is an involuntary reaction, which may speed up your heart, release adrenaline, and thereby constrict your blood vessels and cause your blood vessels to grow up. It's kind of a stress reaction. And what's interesting about GERD, gastrointestinal reflux, is that it is very connected to something called the vagus, the vagal nerve. And the vagus is a nerve that's a primary conduit, superhighway, for the autonomic nervous system. And so it's plausible that the discomfort that you may experience with GERD, or even silent GERD, because it may not even come to your attention, triggers some kind of reaction in your vagal nerve, which may cause you to have a blood pressure surge. So the key here now, you know, the cardiologist handed the ball off to the gastroenterologist. The key is to work to ameliorate your GERD. And so, you know, one of the best strategies for dealing with GERD is to, yes, eliminate the common precipitants, but you've probably already done that. You're probably not slugging down tequila or, you know, high-test Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky bourbon, and you're probably not having a five-alarm chili. You know, so some of the obvious things have been removed, even coffee. But sometimes a low-carb diet can be very helpful for GERD. That's something that Dr. Atkins discovered when he was treating people for overweight and high cholesterol, trying to get their blood pressure down with a very low-carb diet. They'd lose a lot of weight, and the pressure on their esophageal sphincter was relieved, you know, from the external fat that shrank. But also there was less fermentation in their GI tracts, and fermentation causes bubbles to form. The bubbles go up. And they can cause reflux and discomfort in GERD. So low-carb diets can be pretty effective in dealing with GERD, often. Other things can be effective, DGL, deglycerizinated licorice, not regular licorice because that'll raise your blood pressure, but DGL has the part removed that raises blood pressure. You suck on those lozenges 6 or 8 times a day. You can also use a product that I like to use called Endofen, which is slippery elm, and some other demulcent herbs that coat the esophagus and help relieve inflammation. These are some of the things that can definitely help your cause. You can even take a quarter of a cup of aloe juice at bedtime and on a rising on an empty stomach. These are some of the strategies that can help you with that. So, all right, so a reminder, you can get a lot more information by going to drhoffman.com, because there we keep our podcasts. We've done some great ones lately. One of our recent podcasts, The Great Plant-Based Con with Jane Buxton. That's a fascinating look at how things like the Eat Lancet Report have propelled us towards a vegan paradigm. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, another hour of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us. 877-726-8255, our number. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
You remember Pokemon Go? That was augmented reality, or AR, where the physical blends in with the digital, creating some super cool effects for the viewer. Enter Wall Stories. It's AR for kids, where you decorate your kid's room with decals that come alive with the Wall Stories app. Elaine Paquin is from Wall Stories.
It's basically a special wall decor mural that triggers augmented reality animation found in our free Wall Stories app. It's wall decor. It's a story
book. It's also an educative game. It's an interactive, creative tool to play with augmented reality. There's something within the imagery that's on the wall that will trigger the app to start moving. We have licenses such as Paw Patrol, Sesame Street, Peppa Pig.
And the Walt Stories app is available at the App Store and Google Play.
That was it. Brought to you by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The threat of a nationwide rail strike this week put President Biden in a tough spot with unions.
Worried that a shutdown would create an economic catastrophe, the president asked Congress to intervene and enforce an earlier contract agreement between union workers and companies.
I know this was a tough vote for members of both parties. It was a tough for me, but it was the right thing to do at the moment. To save jobs, to protect millions of working families from harm and disruption, and to keep supply chains stable around the holidays.
On Friday, the president signed a bill averting a strike, even though four of the 12 rail unions had rejected the negotiated settlement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court's about to confront a new elections case, a Republican-led challenge asking the justices for a novel ruling that could significantly increase the power of state lawmakers over elections for Congress and the presidency. The court set to hear arguments Wednesday in a case from North Carolina where Republican efforts to draw congressional districts heavily in their favor blocked by Democratic majority on the Supreme Court because they say the GOP map was unconstitutional. What many Americans hoped would be the first normal holiday season in 3 years has instead been thrown into crisis by inflation.
Food banks and charities across the country are reporting higher than expected levels of food insecurity as prices rise and food becomes less accessible to millions of American families. Although the pandemic has largely faded, months of rising prices have driven working families back to the food bank lines, and that's left charitable organizations struggling to meet the demand.
Jeremy House reporting. Two power substations in Monroe County, North Carolina, damaged by gunfire in what's being investigated as a criminal act, causing damages that could take days to repair, leaving tens of thousands without electricity. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Former Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is considering introducing express toll lanes on highways and tripling a fee for electric car owners.
The governor is looking for ways to pay for tens of billions of dollars in roadway projects, but the Republican is just as adamant about what he will not do. He doesn't want to raise gasoline taxes or add fully tolled roads or issue debt to fund the roads. With Tennessee's rapid growth and traffic, state transportation officials say $26 billion in projects are needed to address worsening congestion. Jason Walker reporting.
Food banks and charities across the country reporting higher than expected levels of food insecurity as prices rise and food becomes less accessible to millions of American families, although the pandemic has largely faded, months of rising prices driving working families back into the food bank lines. More at townhall.com. French President Macron visited the United States this week. He paid a visit to Louisiana, the state that's most closely aligned historically to his home country of France. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more in this report.
Street musicians in New Orleans' French Quarter greeted the French president with a rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In. When asked by a reporter if he liked New Orleans, he replied, "I love it. This is a wonderful place and the warmth of the people." The visit is the first by a French president to Louisiana since 1976. Alongside celebrating France's cultural ties with the state, he discussed climate change impacts with Governor John Bel Edwards and also met with energy company representatives. Speaking to an audience at the Louisiana Museum of Art, the president also spoke of his plans to expand programming to support French language education in the U.S. I'm Karen Chamath.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in. We have an excellent program for you here today. We have some wonderful guests in studio. My friend and special guest, Mr. David Wiley, he is the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, as well as guests Pamela Puppy and David Moore, two Kansas City Hospice supporters and family members of past patients. And David, Pamela, and David, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here today.
All right. Excellent. So, David, how was your Thanksgiving day? Did you have
a good
one?
It was good. Yeah. Enjoyed the day and the festivities and, of course, lots of food. So it was good.
Turkey coma.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single year. So, well, David, as mentioned, you brought some guests in the studio with you here today to share some inspirational stories with our audience. So can you start off by introducing your first guest and just tell us a little bit about what she is doing to visit with us today about Kansas City Hospice?
Sure, I'd love to, Steve. You know, hospice and grief support can be a challenging field to work in, but one thing that I've found to be consistently uplifting is hearing the positive stories of families who experience our care at Kansas City Hospice. You know, many families are so moved by the care that they received, they look for ways to give back by either volunteering with us or sometimes making a financial gift. And as a nonprofit organization, these donations go a long way to further our mission to provide expert end-of-life care to all who need it. So today, with me is Pam Puppy. She's a good friend, and she's has a great story. She's found a meaningful way to give back and inspire others to pay forward the generosity that she's shown.
All right, excellent. And Pam, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Kansas City Hospice?
Well, I was born in South Dakota. I grew up a poor kid in KCK. And I've lived my whole life in the Kansas City area. Mm-hmm. I love a variety of things, including working on a community garden where we grew 22,000 pounds of produce that help feed those in need.
Oh, wow.
So I also loved dancing and decorating for the holidays, baking, entertaining. And my new passion now is pickleball.
Oh, I've never played, but I know it's all of that, right? Everybody seems to love it.
Yes, it's lots of fun. My my first experience with Kansas City Hospice House was with my mother, and where she became a patient. My sister and I were afraid it would be a really sad and drab place to go.
Mm-hmm.
We were nervous about it. Instead, we were met with caring and compassionate staff. They made us so at ease. Their knowledge that they had just made us so comfortable and supported. Mom was nervous about it. Instantly, she felt good about it, and I knew it was the right choice that we made, and it actually felt like a home.
Well, to have all of the parties involved in that very difficult situation feel comfortable, I mean, that is an amazing statement right there.
One of the little things, they do little things that make your patient feel comfortable as well. They brought her food on small plates that were colorful because she didn't want to eat, but a small amount versus a big plate of food was something that made her feel comfortable. And as a result, when we were finished with her life there, we decided they only had one CD player at the time, so we couldn't donate a lot. Instead, we donated CD players for every room there. And she was one of the first patients they had at Hospice House.
That's wonderful.
Then a few years, short years later, my husband Peter needed care. And when I figured out that I could no longer properly care for him, I knew it was the best place I could ever think to take him. Once again, we were met with support, compassion, dignity, and true love. They took the burden off my shoulders so I could spend special time loving him and actually enjoying those last weeks with our family and our friends there, laughing. One of the little experiences we had that to let people know it's a wonderful, friendly place. We watched KU basketball game and ate popcorn and drank Cokes.
Nice.
So Peter and my love of nature and gardening inspired us to build the Rose Garden, and with the help of family and friends and donations, we hope to be a future place where patients and their families could go and enjoy the solitude and the peace and the comfort that a garden gives you. And when we went there, it was just barren grass. Now I have put Kansas City Hospice House in my trust, so that it can continue to give excellent care for many people in the future.
All right. So, Pam, it sounds like you are a natural caregiver, and can you tell me a little more about that?
Well, my family being poor, like I said, I couldn't afford to go on to school, so I went to junior college. And so since I couldn't go to nursing school, which was my real passion, I decided to go to become a hairstylist, where I was a hairstylist for 41 years, and I could care for my clients and show them friendship and love. And they, for everything that I gave to them, they gave it back tenfold to me. And I feel like that's one of the things that we all can do is, if I light your candle lights so many other people's candles. And that's how I feel about people and love and life. So my passion for nursing, just after watching nurses at both of those places, it grew, and I started a scholarship. Then my next husband, that was also at Hospice House, I started a scholarship for nurses at North Dakota State. That then led me to working with Mary Zahner Bauer, and who's at Kansas City, and we established a scholarship for hospice care. These nurses and staff truly are God's angels here on earth. While Jerry, my last husband, was there, we actually had fun under the care there. Many friends came and we had dinner and happy hours, where Jerry even had a special sip or two of scotch. We made so much noise, I was afraid they were going to throw us out of the place. We're going to get kicked out, I said. Instead, they said, no, the nurses, they encouraged us to have fun and enjoy those last weeks that he was there. So that was one of the best places and things we did. It gave us time to love and care for each other.
You can tell Pam has such a passion for us and her experiences. Now three times at the hospice house, you know, this fund that she has given to us so gratefully, it really is meaningful in a unique way. We have an application process and a selection process, and it awards a scholarship to one of our KC Hospice patient care staff members on an annual basis. So not only does it further their own educational goals, it enhances the level of care they're able to provide to patients and families. So though it was set up to provide one scholarship a year, Steve, Pam has actually awarded two scholarships for the last 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just tremendous. And one of our scholarship recipients, Stephanie Turner, she recently completed her Bachelor of Science in Nursing program and just became a patient care manager for one of our largest teams on our home hospice. So, you know, employee retention and promotion is a key component of our strategy and our strategic plan. This is just a great example of how Pam and our donors play such an important role in the work that we do.
So look at that full circle. So mm-hmm. Pam and her family benefited from the love and the care from KC Hospice, specifically at the KC Hospice House.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, in turn, gives back to the scholarship, which then produces a wonderful person who is actually one of the leaders in your organization to continue that cycle of, I just got a chill, just to continue that cycle of providing great care and being there for families in the greatest time of need. That's beautiful.
100%. It's amazing and so impactful.
That's wonderful. So if you'd like to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care and find out how you might be able to impact the great work that KC Hospice does, maybe donate, maybe volunteer, just look into it, 816-363-2600. That's 816-363-2600, or online at kchospice.org. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Which of the following patient needs are met with hospice? A, physical, B, mental, C, emotional, D, spiritual, or E, all of the above? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
We've got an amazing guest, DJ Suswan, who is an entrepreneur, an entertainer. He does it all.
It's actually a moment for me also because I've been working with Mariah for a long time, but I've never, ever, in all the concerts or any time she's summoned me, done any of her Christmas shows.
Really?
Yeah, because her Christmas shows are usually, it's a different energy. It's Christmas, so it's usually like, how do I turn up? And be like, yo, everybody get your hands up. And then, you know, silent. But she summoned me this time. I'm going to turn up as best as I can. And it's exciting for me because it's my first time on Mariah's Christmas shows, and she has become the queen of Christmas.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're in the market for a new laptop for work or play, I'm here to tell you about the ultra-lightweight ZenBook S 13 Flip OLED from Asus. This is an elegant, powerful companion for those with busy lifestyles. Featuring a versatile 360-degree ErgoLift hinge, a long-lasting battery, and superb connectivity, your eyes will appreciate the brilliant 16x10 2.8K OLED Nano Edge touchscreen with 100% color accuracy. On the audio front, the Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos sound system provides immersive multidimensional audio. With its powerful 12th gen Intel Core processor, modern design, and fresh new colors, the Asus ZenBook S 13 Flip OLED is true perfection in a laptop. Do great things on a Windows PC. Visit Asus.com for more. That's Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Which of the following patient needs are met with hospice? A, physical. B, mental. C, emotional. D, spiritual. Or E, all of the above. And the answer is... E, all of the above. And David, why is it E, all of the above?
You know, Steve, in hospice care, the patient is the center of everything we do, and all of those needs are essential to ensure that they maximize the time that they have when they're on hospice care.
Excellent. That's nice and succinct, and it's true. I mean, this is such a holistic approach.
Absolutely.
And the patient obviously benefits, and I think what a lot of people maybe they don't think about or undervalue is the family benefits from that just as much.
100%. Yeah, the family is an essential part of the entire process, and we're happy and always so proud to support them.
Absolutely. And before the break, we heard from Pam Puppy, who was inspired to give back to Kansas City Hospice with gifts that helped build gardens at the Kansas City Hospice House. And like she said, you know, it was just kind of a flat piece of ground and maybe even dirt. And now we have these beautiful gardens there, as well as a scholarship fund for patient care staff. And that has already produced leaders at Kansas City Hospice. It's just this beautiful full circle situation. And now I'd like to welcome our second guest, David Moore, who has also found a unique and inspiring way to honor his wife and further the work of Kansas City Hospice. And David, can you first start off by sharing a bit about yourself and your family?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Steve, thank you for having me. And thank you to Kansas City Hospice and David Wiley for having me here to have the opportunity to talk about Rachel. We met when we were in college. We were in theater together. We were in a play together. And then we got married in 2000. We had our first child, Aaron. 2004, our son was born in 2007. And our youngest, Emily, was born in 2009. And I really hope I got those right.
yeah.
And throughout that entire time, we ran a video production and photography company. I focused more on the video production side of things and corporate videos and whatnot. And she shot weddings and high school seniors and families. And, it was, you know, for 18, 19 years, it was wonderful. And then in early 2019, in March of 2019, she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Hmm.
Never, you know, didn't really run in her family. And
she's
and
pretty young. She's young for that.
39 when she
oh
was diagnosed.
My gosh. Okay.
And was just, you know, I'm just going to say some very uncomfortable things here because people really should know. If you're bleeding when you use the restroom,
yep.
If you have sudden weight loss, if you, you know, if your stomach's cramping up, I mean, all of these things are things that because she really worked very hard, she kind of excused away until one day she just was short of breath and we took her to the emergency room. And after a couple of scans, they diagnosed it at stage 4.
Hmm.
And I mean, for those who don't know anything about colon cancer, it is one of the most treatable forms of cancer if you catch it early. We did not.
You wouldn't expect that in a 39-year-old. I mean,
no, and that's the thing. That's what people really need to know. The screenings for this started happening at 50. It was an old, you know, an old person's kind of cancer,
yeah.
But not in young women, and certainly not somebody, you know, like her. And now they've lowered the screening to age 45.
Yep.
You know, if you're experiencing any of those symptoms, please don't hesitate. Go get screened because if they catch it in stage 1 or 2. You know, it's pretty manageable.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was stage 4. She really just was incredible that first year on chemo. It shrunk a lot of the. So stage 4 means that it's gone from the colon to other organs. It was in her liver. It was in her lungs. They were able the following February to remove it from her liver. By November of 2020, it had gone to her ovaries and her brain.
Mm.
So all throughout 2021, she just fought as hard as she could, but it was kind of almost, you know, too far gone at that point.
Yeah.
And then she did eventually pass away last October 25th.
Okay. That is, first of all, I'm really sorry to hear that. It's just an unimaginable thing to even think about having to go through. And like, you know, like you said, who would suspect it? I mean, she's so young. If there isn't a family history of it, you wouldn't call for a colonoscopy before age 45. And so, I'm really sorry to hear all of that. But what were some of the ways that you and your family pulled together during that time?
We took a family road trip in the summer of 2019 from here to California. We were gone about 2 weeks, and I don't know what we were thinking. That following January, we decided to go to the other coast to see to go to Walt Disney World, and that was 2 months before the pandemic. So had we not taken those two trips when we did, we never would have been on a family trip.
You would have been locked down like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't have done it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, what was really amazing is in 2021 when she went on hospice services, her physical therapist, whose name was Kelly, helped her to realize what she really wanted to do, which was shoot pictures at my oldest daughter's prom. And that year, you know, everything was closed down, so they had a group of friends gather and shot pictures at our house and went on to dinner and such. But she worked with Rachel and finally got her to the point where she could shoot the pictures at that prom. And from that, when she was on home hospice care, just the care that the nurses gave us, and then finally around October 20th, 21st, when we moved her into the hospice house, just the amount of love and attention to everything that they gave us was just overwhelming. I mean, it really took, you know, the burden off of me, off of our children, her parents, and it was just, I mean, I've worked with these people for a number of years, but to actually have to use their services, was everything I ever told people that they did in the videos that I produced for them. So it was truly amazing, and I will never, ever forget the experience with them.
So there's a theme here. So Pam mentioned earlier how comfortable she was in her family, and you just mentioned that it just took the burden off of you, so it made you feel comfortable. And I think one of the biggest gifts, there are so many gifts that you had received from the KC Hospice House in that experience, but one of the biggest gifts is that you don't have to worry about being the caregiver. And
right.
Because that's taken care of by professional, loving, caregiving staff, and then you can be the loving husband. Pam, the loving wife, you have the loving grandkids and all of the family and friends and you can just go back to your role and just enjoy every minute of every day and maximize that that time right. That's left.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to have some more stories coming up right after the break. But if this is resonating with you and you're like, you know, we need to look into the services of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, because these are real people, real stories, and it's just, it doesn't get any better than that. So I would encourage you to reach out to KC Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600, or visit online at kchospice.org. We will have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, back with David Moore. David, first of all, thanks for sharing some of your story with us. It sounds like you have just a beautiful family, and I imagine this past year since Rachel has passed has come with some difficult changes and challenges. Is there anything that you can share with our listeners and our audience about some of the ways that you've been able to cope with her death?
Well, she passed right before the holidays last year, and we just put up our Christmas tree a couple weeks ago and have just celebrated Thanksgiving. And I, you know, they tell you that like the first year is the hardest. I don't remember a lot of the holidays last year.
Yeah.
This year was really hard, you know, looking through the ornaments and putting them up. And so we kind of just, you know, we talked about her the entire time putting them up, where we got certain ornaments, why we bought them. You know, we were at, you know, my in-laws for Thanksgiving dinner, and you know, just being around family and talking about her really is just the way that we, you know, we keep her memory alive.
Yeah. And I understand that this year on May 11th is Rachel's birthday, and you started a Random Acts of Kindness celebration. Tell us about that.
So Rachel loved her birthday. I mean, she loved everybody's birthday. She had a special thing with our kids where the day before their actual birthday, she would just take them to lunch, just the two of them, and spend the day together. And then the next day would be kind of, you know, for all of us to celebrate. But she really loved her birthday. She hated, and it did happen occasionally, where it fell on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was not a good year. but I remember, first of all, my wife was extremely open and honest about what she was going through. We could ask her any question in the world about life or death. Or, I mean, it was unbelievable the way that she was. And so in May of 2021, or probably later in 2021, when things really started to decline, and I had realized that the birthday we had just celebrated with her was probably going to be her last, I said, you know, what do you want us to do on your birthday from now on? And she said, I just want you to go out and do something kind for somebody else, whether it's your family or a stranger or friend. And so the kids and I put our heads together and we started, you know, Rachel's, I don't even know what we call it at this point, Rachel's Day of R-A-O-K,
yeah.
Random Act of Kindness.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do it on May 11th and we'd started a Facebook page and we just asked that people just post. You know, usually when somebody does something kind for somebody else, you don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But we really wanted to know, you know, what, you know, how did Rachel inspire you and what did you do today, you know, in her name? And she was an avid reader and loved history and photography. And I mean, so people would go through their book collections that they didn't need anymore and donate them to like, you know, like a women's shelter.
That's awesome.
It was, I mean, just the reading through that, the first birthday without her was one of the most cathartic, emotional things that I think the kids and I have dealt with over this year. And it was really special. So that, you know, that is the way that we're going to continue to do that for as long as possible and just encourage people to, it didn't cost anything, go out and be kind to somebody and think about Rachel.
You know, David has been so generous to share his experience with others. Obviously it's quite a moving story. You know, if listeners would like to learn more about Rachel's act of kindness and sign up to be reminded about this special day when we're closer to May 11th, they can go to our website at kchospice.org/RAOK, which stands for Rachel's Act of Kindness. You know, it's hard to talk about your experience with serious illness, death, and grief, but when we do it and can help so many others understand that they're not alone and be inspired to let the memories and the legacy your loved one carry you through, it's incredible. So thank you, David. Hearing your family's story really is encouraging. It's emotional and it's inspiring. It helps to remember that small acts of kindness can really go a long way to help make an impact to another person. And I also want to share that David and his family are supporting the fundraising efforts of Kansas City Hospice by sharing their story in our year-end fundraising campaign. This is in Rachel's honor, and it's called The Purpose of Life. And so donors to this campaign, they're critical in providing a foundation of support that allows us to provide care to those without financial resources and those with complicated needs from serious illness. It's because of our donors and families like David's who are willing to share what hospice care really looks like for a person that we're able to go above and beyond the basics of hospice care and also provide comprehensive grief support to the community.
All right, that is wonderful. And Pam and David, thanks so much for being here today to share your personal experiences and help our audience better understand how supporting an organization like Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care can just be so meaningful, so impactful. And David Wiley, if listeners are interested in discussing opportunities to give back with you, what's the best way that they can get in touch?
So first, Steve, they can visit our website, which is kchospicelegacy.org. For more information or to get in touch with our Director of Donor Relations, Mary Zahner Bauer, that's a really great way to discuss opportunities to give back. In terms of volunteering, folks can visit kchospice.org/volunteer and check those out.
And David, you're always looking for volunteers.
Sure.
I mean, there's always something to do.
Yeah, right? We always have a need, and you know, it's always really remarkable what people say when they're able to help us. Volunteers are super important to what we do every single day.
Okay.
Some folks like to make an immediate impact with a gift. So our Purpose of Life campaign that we just talked about in honor of Rachel, people can go to kchospice.org/purpose. And, of course, a gift in any amount is so meaningful. It all adds up to a big impact for families right here in Kansas City. And I'm really thrilled that this year the impact of all gifts is doubled by another person who understands the impact of our hospice care. J.D. Limburger, in memory of his mother, has offered a $40,000 challenge match for the campaign this year, which means that every gift you give to the Purpose of Life campaign will be doubled, dollar for dollar, up to $40,000. So that's just an important and amazing opportunity.
And that's phenomenal. So, you know, I know that we have people in our audience who have donated to KC Hospice. You have a lot of different fundraisers throughout the year, but this is that classic time of the end of the year. Actually, we talked about it last week about charitable donations, and this is a great time to maybe get with your tax planner, your financial advisor, and talk about that. And for every dollar that is donated to Kansas City Hospice, it is doubled up. So if we can raise $40,000, that turns into $80,000 instantly. And that's a really nice boost.
It really is. And like I said, if you want to check it out, you can go to our website, which is kchospice.org/purpose to learn more about Rachel and her story and the inspiring moments that David just shared with us, and we'd love to have you check it out.
Excellent. And Pam, I think you wanted to mention something about trust funds, and you mentioned your trust as well.
Yes. I would like to say that one last thing, that no matter how large or small the gift, it truly can make a difference and can help others at this difficult and sad time, and yet it can help so many other families down the way. But by putting your name, putting your trust, putting something in your trust to go to Kansas City Hospice House is one way that if you can't donate right now, you can prepare for the future and help others down the road. So I believe in paying it forward, and that's one way you can pay it forward.
That's an excellent point. And David, do you have quite a few folks, including KC Hospice, in their trust?
Yeah, you know, we have a program. It's called Full Circle Society, and we mentioned Mary Vaynerbauer's name, so she can certainly help people when they have questions or if they want to learn more. They can call our phone number at 816-363-2600, and Mary Vaynerbauer can help you out.
All right, excellent. So, David, and Pam, thanks so much for being here today. Happy holidays, and I appreciate the personal connection, the personal stories. You shared some really personal stuff with us here today, but I think that will really inspire some folks listening to the program today and then listening to the podcast as well to get involved and volunteer, maybe include KC Hospice in their trust or possibly making a donation immediately to one of the many donation opportunities through KC Hospice. So thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate all of you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Well, that was wonderful. Again, reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care at 816-363-2600 or online at kchospice.org. And if you're going to do any charitable giving and you're thinking about a great place to invest your charitable donation, KC Hospice should be right at the top of your list. And I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member of FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Murkowski explains why the Federal Reserve is not getting the hint, and it's affecting your wallet.
The slowdown that is taking place in the economy, you can take a look at the earnings, and you can see. You get Walmart saying that, hey, we got a whole new group of people coming into our store that weren't here because they're trying to save money.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so this is the most frequently asked question that I have been asked since 2002, for 20 years. And it's not even close. This is number one by a mile and a half. Okay? And the question is this, Steve, when should we consider moving from our home to a senior care community? We don't want to move too soon. I mean, we really want to stay at home as long as we can, you know, as long as that's safe and as long as that is working for us. We don't want to wait too long to where, okay, well, gosh, we should have probably looked at this sooner. Now we have to make a very quick move, and we're kind of stuck with just, you know, a couple of places that have open beds because everyone else has waiting lists. Was the fall and the fractured neck, all of a sudden, boom. I mean, just in a click, in a blink, our entire world just changed in an instant. So in those situations, pretty obvious, okay? But more often than not, it's not so obvious, and there's a lot of gray area there. So, I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, when it is no longer safe to live at home. So you have a lot of safety issues. And again, some of these are obvious, some of them not as obvious. And many of these are related to cognitive issues, so, you know, memory loss and that sort of thing, okay? So the first one, super frequent, super common. I've heard about this so much. Leaving the stovetop burners on. Obviously, it's a major, major safety issue and risk. I had one client, actually two sisters, and they lived just a few doors down from their mom. They had cameras in her house. And they were watching their mom on the video screen, and they, mom's going in to make some dinner, and they're like, oh no, mom, no. And they watched their mom turned the stovetop burner on, so it was red, glowing, you know, hot. It was on high. And she liked a can of Hormel chili. That was one of her favorite things. So she opened the can and took the lid off and just dumped it right on the stovetop. She forgot her pan. Their mother had early Alzheimer's. Okay, obviously, she wasn't thinking. And the chili immediately just starts smoking and going crazy. I don't know if that stuff would have ever caught on fire. I think a lot of moisture there, but obviously a major mess. The girls went running down to Mom's house. Again, they were just a few doors down, and they took care of that. But if it could be a lot worse than that, especially if you have a gas stove. So what you can do, if that's a concern, super simple. If it's electric stove oven, you just flip the breaker. Or if it's plugged in to a 220 outlet in the back, just unplug it. Now, some stoves are hardwired, so flip the breaker on that. If it's gas, just turn the gas off to the stove. And problem solved. All right, wandering away from the house and you can't find your way back home. So this would trigger a silver alert. Unfortunately, I'm seeing silver alerts more and more frequently. And every time in my social media accounts, every time I see a silver alert, I just automatically, boom, I just share it. Because you never know if that might lead to someone knowing where that person is and having a happy ending. Usually the person is found and they're okay, but sometimes these situations end in a tragedy, unfortunately. Okay, someone suffering from malnutrition or dehydration because they're just not eating properly at all. They're not drinking enough water and maybe milk or juice, whatever it is. And that's a major safety concern. Unsanitary living conditions due to just flat out the inability to take care of things, of yourself and your surroundings. Frequent injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations, not taking your medications on time or properly or not, maybe not even taking medications at all. That one flies under the radar. That's a major safety issue. And then elder financial abuse, any type of elder abuse, obviously major safety concern there. Number two, I would call this a very close number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. So we're talking about your mental health, emotional, spiritual, and, of course, your physical health. And this, you just cannot let the caregiver go down along with the person who's already declining. Now you have two people declining. You just cannot let that go on very long. So if you're home for the holidays, maybe you've already returned to your home, but you saw maybe your dad caring for your mom or your mom caring for your dad or one grandparent caring for another, if you're seeing the caregiver really suffering and really declining, you have to do something about it. You're going to have to get them some help. Because caregivers place their own needs on the back burner. We put our needs second. We skip our doctor's appointments, our dental appointments. We skip social engagements like the book club and our coffee group. And we stop going to church. And look, stress is just a very powerful force. And unfortunately, I've seen way too many times when the caregiver actually passes away because they were crushed from the stress of being a caregiver, they pass away before the person they're caring for. And that's just not right. You've defeated the purpose at that point, and now you're not there to watch over your loved one. So just don't let that happen. You're going to have to step in and do something about that. Number three, when the cost of in-home care just becomes too great. Now, you know, I am a huge fan of home care, huge fan of home care. But if that need rises to the level of 24 hours a day, you could be looking at $15,000 to $18,000, upwards of maybe $25,000 per month. So if you can pay for that, that's fantastic. You stay at home. Most people cannot, and it makes more financial sense to maybe move to assisted living or long-term care or one of the other levels of care that we talked about. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, why not consider changing your role from that caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager, the care advocate, meaning find a great place to provide the care, and then you can return to your role as the loving family member and make sure that your loved one gets everything they need while you can be the loving spouse, son, daughter, or in my case, the loving grandson. Okay, so hopefully that's helped you learn about everything that you need to know about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Republicans and Democrats alike condemning former President Trump's call to suspend the Constitution over the 2020 election.
Over the weekend, the former president took his objection to the 2020 election results to a new level. Writing on social media, Trump said all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, should be terminated in response to massive election fraud. The White House said the remarks are anathema to the soul of our nation and should be universally condemned. On the Sunday talk shows, Republicans and Democrats also criticized Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of demonstrators representing organized labor marched in South Korea's capital yesterday to denounce government attempts to force thousands of striking truckers back to work after they walked out in a dispute over the price of freight. There were no immediate reports of any injuries or major clashes from the protests near the National Assembly in Seoul. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will not shrink from its unwavering support for Israel, despite stark differences with Prime Minister-elect Benjamin Netanyahu and concerns from the Biden administration may be forcing to have about members of his incoming right-wing government. In remarks to the pro-Israel J Street group, Blinken says the U.S. will continue to push for a two-state solution to try to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Human rights, the rule of law, equality, the idea that all people, regardless of who they are, should have the opportunity to reach their full potential. We believe Palestinians and Israelis, like people everywhere, are entitled to the same rights and the same opportunities.
Blinken also says the Biden administration would engage with Netanyahu's government based on its policies and not on personalities. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A new campaign against an old health problem.
Philadelphia and Oakland County, Michigan, joining a small list of U.S. localities that are looking for signs of polio infections in sewage. The CDC announced the expansion as the two communities will collect and test local sewage for polio for at least 4 months. Some places in New York State began testing earlier this year after a man was diagnosed with paralytic polio outside New York City. CDC officials say they've been talking to other communities about also starting polio wastewater testing. John Scott reporting.
A call service for helping anyone experiencing a mental health emergency is back up and running. The 988 hotline was out of service Thursday but was restored shortly before midnight and was running on Friday. An investigation is underway as to what caused the glitch. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Biden toured a technology plant which produces computer chips. The visit highlighted the facility's $300 million expansion. Former National Security Advisor Ambassador Robert O'Brien tells Salem Radio the U.S. must continue to rebuild its computer chip industry.
We used to be the king of Silicon. That's why you call it Silicon Valley. We used to make our own chips. Now, we let much of that get exported overseas. A lot of it went to China. A lot of it went to Taiwan and other places. We're starting with the CHIPS Act to bring our chips industry home, which is important. And if we don't control our own chips, it's going to make what's going on with oil and energy look like child's play.
The South Korean company SK Siltron is expected to quadruple its production in the coming years at the plant. It's the latest in a series of massive foreign investments in the U.S. manufacturing and technology sectors, trumpeted by Biden amid a push by his administration to onshore production of key components. Town Hall.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176, 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. That number gets you directly into the doctor's office. You can participate in the program. You can call in with questions or comments, 877-726-8255. We got lots to talk about this weekend, so I hope you'll join us for an hour or two where we boil down some of the most important health stories of the week for you. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you each week is my job. And we're going to talk a little bit about the health benefits of saunas. There's a new story about the hazards of rinse aids in your dishwasher, the danger that lurks in your dishwasher. Something that we haven't envisioned. 877-726-8255. Okay, so the big reveal is that this week in the wake of Thanksgiving, I came down with COVID. And a little background is that dutifully I had the vaccines in 2020, the first series, Pfizer times two. And then within a couple of months, I came down with COVID. You know, relatively, I guess, non-serious case, but it kind of threw me for a loop. I was suffering from a lot of body aches and, you know, the nasal congestion, and kind of laid me low for about a week. And that was back around Christmas of 2020, and no harm, no foul, because of kind of a quiet time of the year anyway, and not a big patient load. Some of our programs were supposed to be on tape anyway. So fast forward to 2022, I went to Thanksgiving, and I felt reasonably well. And I don't think that I caught it from our big holiday gathering, but I anticipate as a lot of people, you know, get together for the holidays in the wake of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving travel, and now upcoming Christmas shopping and the stress of Christmas and Christmas parties and Christmas travel and, you know, all that getting together, that there are going to be a lot more cases of COVID. And so within a couple of days coming back from Thanksgiving,
I came down with something that I thought was just a cold. But then it seemed to be a little worse than a cold. And I said, well, you know, flu's going around too. But just in case, you know, lest I expose someone to COVID, let me just get one of those test kits out, which I keep on hand. And lo and behold, that telltale second line showed up. And indeed, I had a second case of COVID. And luckily, I powered through it. About 2.5 days of misery, less severe than the first time around. Yeah, kind of debilitating for a couple of days. I stayed home, I laid low, and didn't do a heck of a lot of stuff. Upped my supplements. You can find out a little bit about some of the things that you can take to build your resilience. Because, hey, guess what? It's inevitable. You're going to get COVID, like it or not. Whether you've had an initial case, whether you've been vaccinated, whether you've been boosted, you're likely to come down with COVID one, two, or more times as this thing plays itself out. And I'll talk about a new study that reports on the severity of second COVID. But, you know, among the things you can do to fortify yourself, you can get my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. Just go to drhoffman.com, click on the Read drop-down menu, and then you'll see Immunity Reset, and you can click on that document. And it's a big, long document. It's a discussion about some of the things you can do to build resilience, you know, diet, exercise, sleep factors, stress factors, but also specifically supplements that you can invoke. And I took a whole slew of supplements. But within a couple of days, I knew I'd turn the corner. And I feel, you know, 99% recovered after, you know, just a few days. So there's this thing going around on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter in the news these days because, you know, a lot of controversy about Twitter and misinformation and disinformation. And as I mentioned in a newsletter article a few weeks ago, there's a lot of doom saying on Twitter about the severity of COVID, about the severity of vaccine reactions, which are real. And COVID is real and still dangerous. But exaggerations that are making people utterly shaking in their boots, including people who've had COVID already, because a study has been published, which has been widely misinterpreted as stating that if you've had COVID, the second time you get COVID, it could be even more devastating and it could lead to permanent symptoms, particularly if you're suffering from long COVID, the aftermath of an initial COVID infection. So there's an article here in MedPage Today, which is a fairly balanced source of information. A little bit biased towards the mainstream and kind of, you know, challenging CDC, gently pushing back on some of their misstatements and some of the missteps that they've taken in communicating accurate information about COVID. But the article is entitled, Are Repeat Coronavirus Infections Really More Dangerous Than the First? The answer, they say, is no. But a recent study has been misinterpreted by some as saying that. The study in question appears from the Veterans Administration, VA hospitals. Researchers have looked at second infections, and what half of Twitter is saying and drumming up a lot of fear about getting it again, which I can dispel from a personal standpoint. Second infections are associated with higher rates of all-cause mortality and other adverse outcomes than primary infections were. Well, that's bass-ackwards. What the paper actually says is that, and as I experienced, getting repeat infections is not benign. And, you know, you can see that public figures, the most highly vaccinated, the president, his cabinet, the health officials, they all get COVID, even though they've been vaccinated four or five times or more. The authors even say that people are going to get confused from their paper
They anticipated people would make the mistake being made, which is why they wrote in the paper, and I'm quoting, "Our analyses should not be interpreted as an assessment of severity of a second infection versus that of a first infection. Nor should they be interpreted as an examination even of the risks of adverse health outcomes after a second infection compared to risk incurred after a first infection." So it's pretty definitive that that's not what they're saying, and yet it's been misinterpreted to, I guess, create a lot of scary Twitter posts. That's how you develop a following on Twitter. You scare people. And then you get more clicks. You get more likes. All right. Let me share something that's part of my program for resiliency. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know the fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, and in particular your immune system. Join in skin health as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options and a variety of potencies. You can find whatever you want there. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option, which I recommend to my vegan patients. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992, or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co, not .com. Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are really great. And next, one of the things that I did, you know, you have COVID, you really shouldn't be exercising, nor do you have the pep to exercise. But one of the things I forced myself to do, and I think it was part of my fast resolution, was that I went to the adjoining Y and sat in the sauna at high temperatures. I wouldn't worry about exposing other people to COVID because, well, high temperatures are sterilizing for viruses. Besides, I went at the time of day where virtually no one was there. And we'll talk a little bit about the benefits of sauna use when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at capturingtheessence.com. Again, capturingtheessence.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. If you don't have time to call during the show, or if a question should occur to you during the week when we're not on the air, you can call 877-726-8255. But we have a live caller, Robert from Manhattan. How you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
As a result of a recent blood test, my doctor wants me to go on this medication, levothyroxine sodium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
50 mcgs.
Okay.
He diagnosed me with hypothyroid. Now, I don't have any symptoms. I mean, I've always paid attention to what my doctor said, but for some reason I'm hesitant about going on. I have the readings of the blood test in front of me, if that would help.
What's your TSH?
The TSH says 7.82 VIU/mL.
Okay, okay. Got it. That's all the information I need. Okay, so here's the deal. And by the way, how old are you, sir?
81.
Okay, so I think it's a little bit of a controversial decision to put you on thyroid. Because if you say you're feeling fine and you have virtually without complaints, there are no studies that suggest that mildly low thyroid in an older individual can be a risk factor for dying or serious disease. It's just a matter of, you know, how you feel. It tends to be associated with a little higher cholesterol, which can be a problem. But you have to be cautious when you initiate thyroid in older individuals because it sometimes can set your heart palpitating. So it's a little bit of a judgment call. What you're being put on is a relatively low dose, and, you know, give it a try, see how you feel, and you might discover that you do feel better because, you know, when you're 81, sometimes you feel a little run down, you're not sure what it is, maybe it's just because I'm 81, and you might get a little bit of a surge of energy, you know, have more stamina, feel more resistant to the cold, lose a little bit of weight, which is always good, and even improve your sleep quality. Paradoxically, this thing which speeds up your metabolism can actually help you sleep deeper, and that can be a benefit. So I would say under doctor supervision, you know, give it a shot. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You might see that you actually feel better. But, you know, is it mandatory for you to take it? If for some reason you say, yeah, no way, I feel fine. No biggie. You can just forego it. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of longevity, we had a great discussion on a recent podcast with Greg McPherson, who's an anti-aging researcher from New Zealand. You got to listen to it at drhoffman.com. And let me tell you about it. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we are healthy? You can extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and process within our cells that change with age. SRW's Cell Range line, Cell 1, Cell 2, and Cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell that change with age. These are called the 9 hallmarks of aging, generally recognized among anti-aging researchers. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. So learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. All right, let me tell you about what I did when I came down with COVID, because come down with COVID, you feel under the weather, you're very congested, and you don't feel like exercising. And besides, if you tried to power through it, bad idea. I'm all about mind over matter. But I said, so what can I do? And I fortunately live right next to Hawaii, and we have a steam room and a sauna. And so I went there, and I sat there for as long as I could, and I really pushed it. It was actually a, kind of like an endurance event. I was checking my pulse. My pulse, you know, at high temperatures, 30 minutes in the steam room at about 120 degrees. Yeah, your pulse rate goes up, 80, 90, higher, like a mini workout. And then I cooled off in the shower and went in the sauna for a while. Sauna use is a lifestyle practice to extend health span. According to recent research, sauna use mimics physiologic and protective responses associated during exercise. Repeated sauna use optimizes stress responses. Frequent sauna use may protect against cardiovascular and neurodegenerative disease. And also sauna even provides a means of preserving muscle mass and countering sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss. So I guess I was on the right track. It helped to clear my sinuses. And kind of like a mini fever therapy.
This report is sponsored by IBM. According to the annual Global Holiday Shopping and Travel Report released by IBM's Institute for Business Value, many global consumers are ready to celebrate the holidays again and will be shopping earlier than in years past. However, as a wider set of economic and political issues took center stage this past year, uncertainty looms over their plans. The study found that 2022 shopping budgets are up 8% over 2021, and holiday travel budgets are up by almost half. However, factors including inflation and price increases have made economic concerns top of mind this holiday season. Carl Haller, partner, Consumer Center of Competency Leader, IBM Consulting.
Consumers are hoping to re-embrace their holiday traditions this year.
They've started their shopping and travel planning earlier, but also want flexibility like free returns or cancellations. To ensure a successful holiday, retailers and brands.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, your formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address.
Speed. It actually caused them to begin to hallucinate. That has actually been documented. Can it create changes in the brain that are permanent? I don't think that's been conclusively demonstrated. And so many kids these days are on Adderall. If that were a major trend, we'd see just a huge uptick in the number of people being diagnosed as schizophrenic. And we're seeing an increase, but we're not seeing that kind of major trend. So as much as I think these medications are overused, I don't think that they're responsible for making folks schizophrenic. It just may be that, to begin with, they've got brain abnormalities that in childhood are diagnosed as ADHD. And then in adulthood, they manifest as more serious psychiatric problems with hallucinations, delusions, paranoia, and all the features that we associate with psychosis. So, but check out Brain Energy, great book. I recommend it very highly to our listeners. If you want to read a review, go to drhoffman.com. Click on the Read menu, and you'll see a list of my newsletter articles. The recent one was a review of Brain Energy. All right. Also, check out our podcast with Dr. Christopher Palmer. Well worth 50 minutes of your time. 877-726-8255. And talking about natural solutions for things related to mood. You know, one of the features of ADD medications is that they can cause sleep disturbances. And sleep disturbances can precipitate bipolar disorder, episodes of mania, and even episodes of psychosis, certainly associated with anxiety and depression. Well, natural ways to deal with sleeplessness are in order, especially this holiday season, as well as the stress associated with the holiday season. So let me tell you about the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I think it's a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. Great idea, by the way. Great for gifts, great for your peace of mind during the holidays. It includes CBD Calm, which helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. So treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Yep, that's right, for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. All right, let's take a look at the hazards lurking in your dishwasher. When you wash with ordinary detergent, and I have a dishwasher, I am not so hardcore that I hand wash everything. Big pile of dishes, you know, I rinse them off, they go in the dishwasher, boom, they're done. But they come out with spots, annoying spots, and your gleaming silverware, it's not so gleaming. It's etched with spots that are disconcerting. So my dishwasher even prompts me to add Rinse Aid. And it actually, the light warning light goes on. You need Rinse Aid, so, you know, it's supposed to put Rinse Aid in there. And you put the Rinse Aid in, and the stuff comes out pristine. It's great. It's the sparkling, clean dishes and silverware. It's all good. But here's an article, a very in-depth scientific article. It goes on for 85 pages. I'm only going to hit you with some of the highlights. Gut epithelial barrier damage caused by dishwasher detergents and Rinse Aids. What we're talking about here is something called leaky gut. Leaky gut means that the intestinal barrier, which is designed to put good stuff in, absorb things that you need, and keep bad stuff out, like bacterial toxins and food antigens, and harmful chemicals, these barriers, our gut barrier, is essential for maintaining the integrity of our immune system. And as was once said, what happens in your gut doesn't necessarily stay in your gut, paraphrasing that famous meme about Las Vegas. So in the research here, they found that detergents, but especially Rinse Aids, created damage to the gut epithelial lining in doses as low as 1 to 20,000 dilution. And what they're talking about in particular are something called alcohol ethoxylates, which are used in commercial dishwashers, because for sure they use them. You don't want a spot on your spoon at a fancy restaurant. And in a lot of home formulas. So they go on about the importance of the gut epithelial barrier. They say that disruption of the gut epithelial barrier, also known as leaky gut, has been proposed as a central pathogenic factor leading to the systemic inflammation observed in obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, and a long list of chronic non-infectious inflammatory diseases of distant organs. So they continue, the rise in allergic, autoimmune, and metabolic diseases observed in the last decades may be associated with increased exposure to epithelial barrier damaging agents in industrialized and urbanized societies. These include toxic substances present in laundry and household detergents, as well as emulsifiers in processed foods, even microplastics that you get from things in plastic containers, and even toothpaste. And so what can you do about it? Well, it turns out that white vinegar is actually a pretty good alternative. Don't put balsamic vinegar, please, in your dishwasher. It'll come out all smelly and it'll, you know, coat it with a purplish residue. But you can use a little bit of white vinegar as a natural alternative to Rinse Aid in your dishwasher. Work perfectly well. And there are other natural products. Just make sure you don't use the highly chemicalized products that are sold by mainstream Rinse Aid makers, you know, because otherwise, what's the alternative? You know, take your dishes and silverware out. You got to rinse them off again before you use them. That's a bridge too far for me. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. srw.co.
The watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Murkowski explains why the Federal Reserve is not getting the hint, and it's affecting your wallet.
The slowdown that is taking place in the economy, you can take a look at the earnings, and you can see. You get Walmart saying that, hey, we got a whole new group of people coming into our store that weren't here because they're trying to save money.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
What's really important? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, many of us get caught up in the petty minutiae of everyday struggles. If we're not careful, we can find ourselves feeding into gossip, staying closed-minded, as if we have all the answers, or just plain old losing focus. If we ever really want to get back on track, however, there's a simple formula. Ask yourself what's really important to you, and I mean really important. Think big picture here. At the end of your life, will it really matter if you got the extra scoop on so-and-so? Will it have been worth it to have closed yourself off to others' perspectives? Will it have been worth it to lose focus from what you really wanted? When you keep your vision locked into the big picture, what's really important to you, things like pettiness and remaining attached to what you know, will move into the background, and you can focus more on what it is that you really want in life. For help along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Gives you an opportunity to record a question 24-7, 365. Let's hear one of those questions, please.
I've been having these weird kind of episodes where my blood pressure would surge up. And within minutes, it starts coming back down. But just during that weird episode, it shoots up kind of high. So my doctor sent me a cardiologist, and I had this, a bunch of tests, and showing nothing wrong there. And then my gastroenterologist thinks that all this is coming from GERD. So I'm like, I don't know. I know you can't diagnose me, but I just wondered if there's any ideas you might have that I may have have my doctors look into, another area that they're missing.
Okay, you know, that's a very interesting thought by your gastroenterologist, because the good news is that your cardiologist gave you an okay, and what you have is what's called labile hypertension, which means that most of the time you're fine, but then it surges from time to time. Other people just have continuously high blood pressure. And so there's a lot of different shades and gradations of high blood pressure. In your case, I think it's actually kind of a plausible theory, because when you have any form of pain or discomfort or any form of even external stress, blood pressure tends to go up. And this is what's called an autonomic reaction, which is an involuntary reaction, which may speed up your heart, release adrenaline, and thereby constrict your blood vessels and cause your blood vessels to grow up. It's kind of a stress reaction. And what's interesting about GERD, gastrointestinal reflux, is that it is very connected to something called the vagus, the vagal nerve. And the vagus is a nerve that's a primary conduit, superhighway, for the autonomic nervous system. And so it's plausible that the discomfort that you may experience with GERD, or even silent GERD, because it may not even come to your attention, triggers some kind of reaction in your vagal nerve, which may cause you to have a blood pressure surge. So the key here now, you know, the cardiologist handed the ball off to the gastroenterologist. The key is to work to ameliorate your GERD. And so, you know, one of the best strategies for dealing with GERD is to, yes, eliminate the common precipitants, but you've probably already done that. You're probably not slugging down tequila or, you know, high-test Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky bourbon. And you're probably not having a five-alarm chili. You know, so some of the obvious things have been removed, even coffee. But sometimes a low-carb diet can be very helpful for GERD. That's something that Dr. Atkins discovered when he was treating people for overweight and high cholesterol, trying to get their blood pressure down with a very low-carb diet. They'd lose a lot of weight, and the pressure on their esophageal sphincter was relieved, you know, from the external fat that shrank. But also there was less fermentation in their GI tracts, and fermentation causes bubbles to form. The bubbles go up. And they can cause reflux and discomfort in GERD. So low-carb diets can be pretty effective in dealing with GERD, often. Other things that can be effective, DGL, deglycerizinated licorice, not regular licorice because that'll raise your blood pressure, but DGL has the part removed that raises blood pressure. You suck on those lozenges 6 or 8 times a day. You can also use a product that I like to use called Endofen, which is slippery elm, and some other demulcent herbs that coat the esophagus and help relieve inflammation. These are some of the things that can definitely help your cause. You can even take a quarter of a cup of aloe juice at bedtime and on arising on an empty stomach. These are some of the strategies that can help you with that. So, all right, so a reminder, you can get a lot more information by going to drhoffman.com, because there we keep our podcasts. We've done some great ones lately. One of our recent podcasts, The Great Plant-Based Con with Jane Buxton. That's a fascinating look at how things like the Eat Lancet report have propelled us towards a vegan paradigm. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, another hour of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us. 877-726-8255, our number.
Heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. brought to you by Asus.
You remember Pokemon Go? That was augmented reality, or AR, where the physical blends in with the digital, creating some super cool effects for the viewer. Enter Wall Stories. It's AR for kids, where you decorate your kids' room with decals that come alive with the Wall Stories app. Elaine Paquin is from Wall Stories.
It's basically a special wall decor mural that triggers augmented reality animation found in our free Wall Stories app. It's wall decor. It's a storybook. It's also an educative game. It's an interactive creative tool to play with augmented reality. There's something within the imagery that's on the wall that will trigger the app to start moving. We have licenses such as Paw Patrol, Sesame Street, Peppa Pig.
And the Wall Stories app is available at the App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's approval rating flat since the midterms.
RealClearPolitics.com gives the president an average approval rating of 41.1%, with 54.1% of voters disapproving of the job he's doing. That gives Mr. Biden a presidential approval index rating of negative 13. The president continues to receive low marks on his handling of the economy, foreign policy, immigration, and energy costs. Though Democrats retained control of the Senate in the midterm elections, they lost control of the House by a very narrow margin. Democrats picked up 9 governor's mansions compared to 3 for Republicans, but voters are not translating those party victories into clear indications of Biden's success. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will not shrink from its unwavering support for Israel, despite differences with Prime Minister-elect Benjamin Netanyahu and concerns the Biden administration may have about members of the incoming conservative government. Blinken says the U.S. will remain a stalwart friend of Israel, even as it pursues goals that Netanyahu has opposed. China recently experienced the pop-up protests against not only the strict COVID restrictions, but also against President Xi Jinping and his Communist Party government. Author and China expert Gordon Chang tells the Salem Radio Network, we can expect more people taking to the streets.
Now, the Communist Party can squelch protests. They're very good at that. But because of the way the people feel, and this is deep-seated and widespread, we are going to see these protests again when there's another incident.
Meanwhile, that's Gordon Chang says because China is not relenting on their COVID rules, he expects another mass protest very soon, and eventually, he says, the Chinese people will bring down the party. The OPEC oil cartel and allied producers, including Russia, are not changing their targets for shipping oil to the global economy. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Take the time to really get to know your body. You find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
China reports 2 new COVID deaths as restrictions begin to ease following public outrage and national demonstrations. We get the latest on this overseas story from correspondent Naomi Shannon.
The National Health Commission says the deaths were reported in Shandong and Sichuan province, but no information has been given about the victims' ages or vaccination status. According to the commission, 9 in 10 Chinese have been vaccinated, but only 66% of people over 80 have gotten one shot. But public anger and national demonstrations, prompted by a fire in an apartment building in the northwestern city of Urumqi, which killed at least 10 people, appear to have pressured authorities to lift some restrictions. I'm Naomi Shannon.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A daunting canoe voyage covering 300 miles across a stretch of the Pacific Ocean is underway.
It's the Hoki Mai Challenge, which started near Rapa Nui, a territory in the Pacific that's part of Chile and is better known as Easter Island. The event consists of a canoe voyage by 12 people seeking to celebrate the union of the islands of Polynesia. The athletes have been training for months, preparing for a three-day trip that will take them to Motu Motirohiva, another island in the mid-Pacific that belongs to Chile. Jason Walker reporting.
Many people on the Big Island of Hawaii bracing for major upheaval if lava from the Mauna Loa volcano blocks the quickest route connecting two sides of the island. The molten rock could make the road impassable and force drivers to find alternate coastal routes in the north and the south. And that could add hours to commute times. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Now, when radio was brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
We open with the son of a famed early 20th century humorist, as Will Rogers Jr. stars in Rogers of the Gazette, and later it's Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. Will Rogers Jr. was attending college at Stanford University when his famous father was killed in a 1935 plane crash. After graduation, he would work as a publisher for the Beverly Hills Citizen newspaper. And he also joined the military during World War II. And while he was on active duty, he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives from California. He would resign about 60 months later, though, and return to active duty, where Rogers was wounded in action during the war, and he also was awarded a Bronze Star. He later dabbled in acting from time to time, including leading this very radio series. He'll be joined by Parley Bear as Dr. Clemens and Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Also listed for Sam Edwards, Helen Cleve, Mary McGovern, and Sammy Hill in the series' only Christmas episode, which is from December 23rd, 1953.
Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Elyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. Sometimes I wonder if we wouldn't all have a better chance of keeping the season happy and merry if we'd bear in mind that there's a distinct difference between Christmas spirit and Christmas spirits.
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again transcribed another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor. And starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Doc Clemens, a friend of Will. Well, the suspense is over. We're going to have a white Christmas in Elyria. It'd take a spring thaw to melt the snow we've got right now, and we're a cinch to have more. I haven't checked with the weatherman, but Hazel Burroughs' trick me predicts snow with unfailing accuracy, and she just flashed me the bulletin. I guess there's nothing much prettier than a small town like Elyria, drifted white with snow, with smoke from warm fires curling out of chimneys and bright Christmas lights shining at the windows. That's if you belong to those warm fires and Christmas lights. But if you're a stranger and you're cold and hungry and frightened, well, sometimes that's quite another story.
You sure it's all right for me to go, Will?
Sure, Maggie. You run along.
I don't want to leave if you're going to stay late and work.
I'm not going to stay any later than it takes to finish this story.
I'll wait for you if you'll go shopping with me. Most of the stores are open tonight, you know.
Yeah, but I'm going home as soon as I finish this. I'm going to eat me a big dinner. And after that, I'm going to put my foot up in front of the fire and maybe read or maybe just watch the fire a while. Then I'm going to bed.
Spoken like a man who did his Christmas shopping early.
Nope, I haven't even started.
Will, that's terrible. When are you going to do it?
Oh, sometime between now and Christmas. I've been giving it a lot of thought. I just can't seem to come up with any bright ideas.
But it's getting so late. Why don't you quit waiting for bright ideas and just settle for ideas?
I may have to. The thing is, I don't like to give people things they need for Christmas.
You'd rather give them things they don't need?
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean, well, take Doc, for instance. He probably needs socks, but maybe he hankers for a pipe or something like that. I'd rather give him the pipe than the socks.
I'm glad you feel that way, because I need stockings. But I hanker for a convertible. Good night, Will.
Good night, Maggie. Oh, now let's see here. Forget something, Maggie?
We're not Maggie, mister.
Oh, excuse me. Maggie just left. What can I do for you folks?
Could we just get warm here for a little while?
Well, sure. Sure you can. Here, let me pull up a couple of chairs for the heater.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
I haven't been out since about noon. It's pretty cold, huh?
It is if you slept in a snowdrift last night and walked all day through it. That gets cold, mister.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
He's still asleep, Mel. Look.
You had a baby inside your coat?
Just since we got into town. Mel's carried Johnny all day.
Does he seem warm, Francie?
He seems so to me, but...
Maybe he shouldn't be asleep. Maybe that's bad.
Oh, please, Mel, don't talk like that. Oh,
I think he's all right. But I've got a friend who'll know right off. Let me call him.
I wish you would. Oh, how I wish you would.
Well, now I think little Johnny's in good shape, considering all he's been through.
You're sure, Doctor? I mean, you wouldn't just say that.
No, I wouldn't just say that.
Oh, Mel. Oh, Mel.
Go ahead, honey. You got a cry coming.
I...
If you don't mind some advice, I'd have a good cry if I were you, little lady. You too, son. You're both tied to the fiddle string. By that time, we'll ought to be back from the drugstore with the warm milk for the baby, and everybody will feel better.
Well, it's just a relief. We've been afraid for the baby all day. Not so much for ourselves, but it isn't fair for Johnny. He's so little.
It's all right, Francie. Johnny's all right. The doc said so.
I know.
Well, I got everything like you said, Doc. Everything's sterilized and something wrong?
Oh, she's all in, Will. The boy's fine, though. And he'll be even better when he has some supper, won't you, young man?
Now, the nipples on the bottles are backwards, Doc. You know, you got to take them off first, you see. And
no kidding.
Oh, I guess you know all about that, huh?
Well, I've run across it a few times before. Gracious. Now then, Johnny. We're in business.
Look, Francie. Look at your boy now.
Oh, bless him. Bless his heart. He's been such a good boy.
He's sure going after that milk.
Nothing wrong with this boy. But I'll tell you this. I'm a mite more concerned about you two youngsters than I am about Johnny here.
Yeah. How about you folks doing some eating? And some sleeping, too. We got a nice hotel here. I'll be glad to call and see about a room for you.
We don't have a dime, mister.
Oh, well, that doesn't change things much. You still have to eat and get some sleep.
Oh, we'll get along, won't we, Francie?
Well, sure, honey. Sure we will.
Now, look. I got some extra room at my house, and there's dinner waiting for me. You'd be mighty welcome.
Oh, Mel?
But you don't know anything about us, mister.
I can find it out at dinner, couldn't I?
Well, I guess so, but...
Now, see here, young man, you just packed your pride over to Will's house. It isn't nearly as important as your wife and son.
Yeah, I wouldn't get him roused if I were you. Around here, we just do what the doctor says. Get along with him.
He's awful little, isn't he, Daddy?
He's about right. For 7 months old, Jill.
Was I ever that little?
Sure you were. First time when I saw you, you were about half his size.
Daddy, no one was ever that little.
You were.
Gee, doesn't he do anything but sleep?
You bet he does, Jill. Sometimes he cries all night.
Oh, hello there. We were just admiring your son. He's sure a fine-looking boy.
Still sleeping away, huh?
Like a log. Guess we better get out of here and let him do a real job of it. Come along, Jill.
Is he going to sleep in here in your room, Daddy?
That's right, honey. Come along now.
Can I sleep in there with you, too, when it's time to go to bed?
No, Jill. But it's your bedtime right now. So say goodnight to Mr. Simmons and hop off to your room, honey.
If he wakes up in the night, will you let me know?
If he wakes up, we'll all know, Jill.
I've never seen him awake.
Well, you will. Now run along to bed. You got to go to school tomorrow. And Mr. Simmons and I want to have a little talk.
Oh. Well, good night, Mr. Simmons.
Good night, Jill.
Good night, Daddy.
That's my big girl. Good night, honey. Sleep tight.
You be sure and call me if you need me, Daddy.
I will, honey. Come on over to the den, Simmons. Would you rather turn in yourself?
Well, I still need to unwind a little. And I'd like to talk to you if it's okay with you.
Well, sure. Fine. It's this way. There. Make yourself comfortable. I see my fire's down to embers. I can get it going, though, in no time.
Oh, not on my account. I'm warmer than I ever thought I'd be again.
Guess your wife didn't have any trouble getting to sleep.
No. She was all played out. She just held on account of the baby. When she found out Johnny was all right and she had dinner, she folded right up. I sure hope you won't mind having a baby in your room.
No, not at all. That spare room you're in wouldn't hold Jill's baby bed. Always sort of wanted to have a boy around anyway.
I guess every man wants a son. I sure wanted Johnny. Mr. Rogers, I gotta find some work tomorrow.
We ought to find something. Say, if the weather's right, we'd better get Charlie at the garage to try and get your car out of that snowdrift. You think you know where it is?
I think so. But, you see, I can't pay to get the car out. And it'll need some work done on it, and there's no money for that.
Now, just take things one at a time. A while ago, you needed to get warm and have some food and a place to sleep. Maybe tomorrow will take care of the rest of your needs.
I don't know. Francie and I have been living a day at a time for a long while. Sometimes you wish you could plan. You wish you knew about the day after tomorrow, too, and next week.
Sure, but nobody does, really. Even if you got a little money and your car isn't in a snowdrift, you can't tell about tomorrow, or the day after, or next week.
Yeah, only pretty soon it's going to be Christmas. I promised Francie we'd make it to Kansas City for Christmas. Her mother's there.
Oh, there's time. With a few breaks, you can still make it.
I guess I sound ungrateful, but I'm not. I don't know why we showed up at your office tonight of all the places in town. But I'm glad we did. And I'll find some way of paying you back, Mr. Rogers.
You know, I'm not near as worried about that as you are. What are you doing shoveling snow, Mel? I thought I sent you up here to school for a carpentry job.
Oh, I don't start the schools out today for the Christmas vacation. I guess they figure we can get the job done better with the kids gone.
Well, you're working anyway.
Yeah. After the other day, I didn't think anything good could come from a big snowstorm. Now I'm making a few bucks because of it. Man, you never know, do you?
No, that's what I meant the other night. You know, about tomorrow and the day after, next week.
Yeah. Oh, if you came to pick up Jill, she's already gone home. Left about 10 minutes ago.
Say, did she seem all right? She wasn't sick or anything.
No, she seemed fine to me. She just stopped a minute. Said she wanted to hurry home and help Francie with Johnny.
I'll bet she's a great help. The reason I ask about her being sick, her teacher called. Said she had to talk to me about Jill, and I guess I better get in there and see Ms. Harvey. Well, see you at dinner, Mel.
Yeah, you bet.
Miss Harvey?
Oh, my. You gave me a start, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Well, it isn't as if I weren't expecting you. After all, I did ask you to come, didn't I? Oh, sit down. Do sit down.
Thanks.
My, I'm glad none of my little scholars heard what I just said.
Sit down?
Thank you. I see what you mean. No, I meant what I said just before I said sit down.
Afraid you're going back a little far for me, Miss Harvey.
I said, if you recall, that it isn't as if I weren't expecting you. Isn't and weren't. A double negative, Mr. Rogers. Lazy speech.
Oh, yeah. Well, it got by me.
Mm-hmm. And you a newspaper man.
Well, now, Miss Harvey, when you called, you said you wanted to talk to me about Jill.
Indeed, I did. And I do. Yes, I do.
Miss Harvey, where are you going?
Just to close the door, Mr. Rogers. My, we are in a state, aren't we?
Well, we're going to be, Miss Harvey. If you don't sit down and talk to me straight about Jill. Now, is she sick? Is she in trouble? What did she do?
No. One question at a time, if you please. Now, number one, I don't believe the child's ill. That is, not really ill. Number two, in trouble? It's not for me to say, Mr. Rogers. As for what did she do, I'm not at all sure. Not at all sure.
Well, it must be pretty terrible if you can't bring yourself to come right out and say it.
Mr. Rogers, believe me, I'm trying to say it. I'm trying to say it with all my might and main. It's rather delicate. I'll try to begin at the beginning.
Start anywhere, Miss Harvey.
Well, for some years now, it's been my custom to have my class write a little paragraph or so, either about the Christmas season itself or on what they'd like to have for Christmas. I do this for two reasons. One, it's good training to set young thoughts down on paper. And two, quite frankly, it's my little safety valve on pre-holiday mayhem.
Well, if it's what Jill wrote down that's bothering you, Miss Harvey, why don't you just pass it to me under the desk?
Oh, how I would love to do just that. Unfortunately, in a fit of sheer shock, I stuffed the whole lot of the papers into the incinerator.
Oh. Well, where do we go from there?
I memorized what Jill wrote. Believe me, I would like to strike it from my memory for all time. But I'm afraid it's etched there indelibly. Mr. Rogers, Jill's exact words were, "I want a baby."
You're listening to Rogers of the Gazette on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Samson knows the best place to Christmas shop for the special man in your life is Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond. For the best deals on guns and ammunition, camp cheap pellet grills, smokers, inverters, and for hunters, fishermen, and trail riding enthusiasts, the Quiet Cat electric mountain bike is the best. Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond Shop has the top selection, best pricing, and expert knowledge, and their firearm, ammunition, and magazine selection is second to none. This holiday, shop the firearm experts, Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond, 421 East Cypress Avenue, 530-244-9227, or online at DeltaHawkSportsman.com. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, financing available.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th, featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Great school.
I do?
It isn't very good imitation, but it's awfully funny.
It isn't much talk. Well, I might watch it if it wasn't for the fact that I just recently watched Miss Harvey's imitation of Miss Harvey, and I've got an idea that was a better performance.
Miss Harvey called you?
Nope. Just came lurching into the office. Case of nerves. Last day of school before the Christmas vacation takes a lot out of them, I guess.
Is she really sick, Doc?
No, just nerves, like I said. Old Harvey will be there when the bricks fall down on her. But she's been teaching fourth grade here since the first Cleveland administration. Say, Jill's in her room, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. And believe it or not, I think Jill's responsible for Miss Harvey's bout with her nerves today.
Oh? What did Jill do?
Oh, all the kids were supposed to write down what they wanted for Christmas. And Jill wrote that she wanted a baby. And Miss Harvey decided that that was very significant.
Well, it is.
Oh, now, Doc, not you too.
Now, I'm not nervous about it, if that's what you're raising your voice about. But the fact remains that Jill does want a baby for Christmas. She told me so.
Just recently, Doc?
About 10 minutes ago, I was going by and thought I'd look in on Francie and the baby, and there was Jill, tending to him like he was her own.
Doc, for heaven's sakes!
Say, I'm beginning to see the resemblance. You're acting more like Miss Harvey every minute.
Well, why wouldn't I? Tending to him like he was her own... Why did you have to say that?
Because it's true.
You're right, Doc. His nostrils are beginning to quiver like Miss Harvey.
Now, listen. This isn't so funny all of a sudden. Well, to hear you talk, you'd think I ought to get Jill a baby for Christmas.
Have I said that? I sure haven't. I've said it's significant that Jill says she wants a baby for Christmas, and heaven knows she's warmed up to that Johnny Simmons something fierce.
Well, what does that prove?
That maybe you ought to have a little talk with Jill, son.
A talk? What kind of a talk? Aw, now, Doc, you don't mean that I should...
Darn if I'm not going to slap a few of those sedatives down my own throat if you don't quit sputtering and exploding around here.
I'm feeling I'm in the way.
Here, now, you sit still, Maggie. Don't you start getting skitterish.
Yes.
Now, you stay right here, Maggie. The way he's taken on, I may need you to make that little talk for him.
Oh, no, you don't.
All right, now, everybody, at ease. The talk I'm referring to with Jill is simply to explain to her that she doesn't really want a baby for Christmas at all. Now, this may not be easy because she's bound she wants one. She's good and bound she wants one.
Oh, well, that shouldn't be so tough then. I mean, well, sure, there'll be a little problem of tactics, but I couldn't get too involved in a talk like this. Could I? Jill, honey, I'd like to talk to you.
All right, Daddy, but try not to talk so loud. I just this minute got him to sleep.
But he's asleep now. Why don't you put him to bed?
He isn't asleep far enough yet.
Far enough?
I put him down now, he'd probably wake up and I'd have to do it all over again.
Oh, I see. You know all about babies by now, I suppose.
Oh, sure. Of course, Francie still gives me a few tips now and then, but mostly I take full care of him.
Well, that's a pretty big job for a little girl, taking care of a baby.
Oh, I don't think so. Francie says I do very well.
You sure she didn't say you do very well for a little girl?
No. She just says I do very well.
Oh.
Francie says I'm a regular little mother.
Now, she didn't mean that, Jill. She didn't mean that at all. That's just a...
Shh, Daddy. You'll wake Johnny.
Oh. Well, honey, that's just a sort of a figure of speech. Francie didn't mean it the way it sounds.
Daddy, why is your nose doing that?
Doing what?
The end of it. It moves around. Shakes, sort of.
I don't know why it does that. Now, I've had trouble with it earlier today, but now look, Jill.
Miss Harvey's nose does that. When she gets nervous or mad or something, her nose does that.
Miss Harvey and I seem to have a lot more in common than I thought.
Are you nervous or mad or something, Daddy?
No, honey. Not really. Now, Jill, about little Johnny...
You like him, don't you?
Yes, yes, I like him. Only I...
I'm glad you do, Daddy. Because I'm going to have one just like him.
No, you're not, Jill. You see, Jill, that's what I came to talk to you about, you and I.
Excuse me, Daddy, but your nose is doing that again.
Honey, forget about my nose, will you? Now, you've got to understand about babies, Jill, and, well, what I want to say is you just don't pick babies off trees. I mean...
Well, I know how you get babies.
No, you don't, Jill. And anyway...
But I do know, Daddy. Francie told me.
Francie told you?
Mm-hmm. You wish for them.
Yeah.
That's what Francie did. She wished and wished for little Johnny. And she prayed, too. I guess even Mel wished and prayed.
I guess he did.
And that's what I'm going to do. Wish and pray for a little boy, just like Johnny. Oh, Daddy, won't that be nice?
Well, I really think you ought to sit down and drink this hot tea.
Francie, I don't think I could swallow anything more, hot or cold. I don't know what a fellow does at a time like this.
Well, if a fellow would sit down and quit pacing like a caged thing, maybe a girl could help him.
Well, all right. This thing's really got me licked.
Oh, that's silly. You know, I don't understand what you're so worked up about.
Well, I can clear that up for you real quick. I'm worked up because Jill wants a baby for Christmas.
Oh, Will.
Go ahead and laugh. Nobody got a bigger laugh than I did out of it at first.
But it's so silly to let that upset you.
Francie, she's 10 years old.
Yes, I know, and she's a very nice 10 years old. Jill's a wonderful little girl. I'm delighted with her.
Oh, thanks. So am I, most of the time. I don't know what I did wrong. I swear I don't.
Oh, now you're really being silly. You haven't done anything wrong. Well, you've done a wonderful job of raising a daughter.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I mean, Doc said it'd be real simple to explain to her that she didn't want a baby for Christmas at all. And I tried. I never even got warmed up to the subject.
Poor Will. Doc shouldn't have told you it'd be simple.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have told Jill she could get a baby by wishing for one.
Well, I don't think that was wrong, really. But, Will, you know, sometimes just talking to a child, or in your case, just trying to talk to a child isn't enough.
It wasn't enough tonight.
Sometimes you have to show them that when they're wrong about something.
You mean a picture's worth 1,000 words, huh?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All you need is a picture.
Well, that makes sense.
I'll tell you something else that makes sense. Only you probably won't believe it.
You caught me out on a good night. I'll believe anything.
Will you believe that Jill doesn't want a baby? Because it's true, you know. She doesn't want one. But she wouldn't have a baby in this house for anything in the world.
But, well, then what's all the fuss about? Why does she tell Doc she wants one? Why does she write it down at school and make Miss Harvey's nose quiver? Nah, I think you're wrong, Francie.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm right, Will. I think I can prove it to you.
Never mind about me. Just prove it to Jill.
All right. But you'll have to do just exactly what I tell you.
Morning, Daddy.
Oh, morning, honey. Sleep well?
Mm-hmm. I'll say. How come you're cooking bacon? Where's Mrs. Weatherwax?
Oh, she's out. Sit down, Jill. Drink your juice while it's nice and cold.
I didn't know you could cook, Daddy.
Oh, you're apt to find out I can do a lot of things.
Francie and Mill still asleep?
No, honey. They waited for you a while this morning, but when you didn't get up, they had to go on.
You mean they left for Kansas City this morning?
That's what they said. Said to tell you goodbye and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Gee, they could have waited. Waken me up or something.
Well, they wanted to wake you up, honey, only I guess they figured you'd need to sleep, especially this morning. Now, here's the rest of your breakfast, honey.
Thank you. You mean everybody's gone, Daddy?
Well, not quite everybody.
I mean, besides you and me. You said Mrs. Weatherwax was out.
Mm-hmm.
Francis and Mel are gone.
That's right.
Well, who else could there be then?
Oh, something you said you were going to wish for and pray for.
A baby?
Mm-hmm. And not just an ordinary baby either. Little Johnny's still here, up in my room.
He is?
Well, isn't that fine, honey? Isn't that just what you wanted?
Golly.
I know it's a little early for Christmas, but you just got to take babies where you find them these days, Jill.
Guess so.
Why, you don't seem very happy. Is it because we didn't wait till Christmas?
Oh, no, it isn't that. Are you happy, Daddy?
I am if you are, Jill.
I am if you are.
Honey, I don't understand. You said you wanted a baby, and now you've got a baby. What's wrong?
Well, I didn't wish or pray, except for you. Daddy, I only wanted a baby for you.
For me?
You told Mel you always wanted to have a boy around the house. I heard you tell him the first night they came here.
What? Oh, honey, well, that didn't mean anything. I don't need a boy around the house. I've got a girl here I'm sort of partial to. Besides, what have I told you about eavesdropping?
Wrong. It's very wrong.
You bet it is.
I didn't know it was this wrong, though. Gee, Daddy, do you think they'll take him back?
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Parley Bear as Doc Clemens and Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Our story was written by Kathleen Height and produced and transcribed by Norman MacDonald. Featured in the cast were Mary McGovern, Sam Edwards, Helen Klebe, and Sammy Hill. The special music for Rogers of the Gazette was composed by Renee Garagank and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. One of our CBS radio stars.
Hi there, this is Eve Arden, and Christmas is coming. So a happy holiday, everyone, from Mr. Boynton, Mr. Conklin, Walter, Harriet, the whole crew, and Eve Arden, your Miss Brooks.
And Christmas greetings from all our Stars Address stars. And sincere wishes for a very happy new year as well. Keep listening, and all our stars will do their best to keep you entertained. Roy Rowan speaking. The Corallaires sing Tuesdays and Thursdays on the CBS Radio Network.
From December 23rd, 1953, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks, and a Christmas skit from December of 1940. It begins right after this break.
Celebrate the holiday season with a whole stocking full of radio favorites in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Great Radio Christmas.
Once more I goes up the ladder with the tinsel, the peppermint canes, the silver bells, the box of dolls, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. And finally, after 3 hours, I got wires around my neck, wires in my pocket, and wires in my hair. So I plugs a wire into the wall socket, and what happens? The tree blows a fuse, but my nose lights up.
Today, you can get Great Radio Christmas for 50% off and pay only $19.99. Order at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE33.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, hello, Mr. Kitzel.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Order Great Radio Christmas today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE33 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I cannot sleep without air.
Well, I cannot sleep in a draft.
I make a motion we leave immediately for our own room.
I second the motion.
All in favor? Aye. Motion's carried. Let's go.
Let's also go make holiday shopping easier with the perfect gift for that old-time radio show fan. A gift certificate to the RadioSpirits.com store. Choose from thousands of CD box sets, music compilations, and DVD collections.
How utterly brilliant you are.
Yes.
You know what else is brilliant? Making your holiday shopping easier and giving the best gift of the season. Go to radiospirits.com now and give your loved one a gift certificate so he can choose his favorite radio shows.
And Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
Yes, be prepared to get them what they want and make the holidays perfect by giving a RadioSpirits.com gift certificate today.
What are we going to do?
Go get them, that's all.
That's right. Go get a gift certificate at RadioSpirits.com now and get your holiday shopping done today.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here is Victoria Witt, jewelry designer and author.
All of your big names, like Procter & Gamble, Trader Joe's, Burger King, I mean, all these companies started in the middle of a financial meltdown by small entrepreneurs who understood the needs of their next-door neighbors or whatever. We're at that point right now, right after COVID, an economy that's really uncertain globally. So I feel like right now is a great opportunity for a savvy entrepreneur to really step up and make some bold decisions that's going to help them.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Listen now for Fanny Bryce's Baby Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. This holiday skit is from the Maxwell House Coffee Time, hosted by future Richard Diamond star Dick Powell. It's from December 19th, 1940.
Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Dick. Where did Snooks go?
Well, she's around here somewhere, Daddy. Are you very angry with her?
I'm just terribly disappointed, that's all.
Oh, his hair will grow back soon. Why, I had mine...
It's not that, Dick. I knew that was bound to happen sooner or later.
Has she done something else?
My wife tells me she's ransacked all the closets and torn open every one of the Christmas presents we've been hiding.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there she goes now, in the dressing room. I must have a talk with her. See you later, Dick.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Snooks. I'm ashamed of you.
Why?
Mummy told me what you've done. It wasn't bad enough you cut off the baby's hair. You had to go and open up the Christmas presents, too. However could you think of two such abominable things?
It was easy, Daddy. I had the scissors, and when I got through opening the packages, Wilkes-Barre happened to come along.
Oh, stop it. What's the matter with you? With Christmas so close, you'd think a little girl would go out of her way to be good.
You'd think so, wouldn't you, Daddy?
Now, don't be smart. I certainly wouldn't want to get caught opening the presents before Christmas.
Well, I didn't want to get caught either. But Mummy...
Silence! How is it that Mummy found you in the closet with the presents?
She walked awful quiet, Daddy.
The amazing thing is you show no remorse. Here it is, less than a week until Christmas, and you behave like a hoodlum. Do you expect Santa Claus to bring you any nice toys? Well, what are you laughing at?
I don't know.
The very idea. Ripping open all the packages. People strive to be nice to you, get you lovely presents, and you couldn't wait a few days. Oh, that's the lowest trick in the world.
Is it, Daddy?
It certainly is. Oh. Did you see anything for me there?
Uh-huh. Mommy bought you a bathrobe.
Oh, one of those crummy ones like last year?
Same thing.
Oh, well, woman's got the taste of a tout.
Huh?
Nothing. You didn't happen to see what I got for Mummy, did you?
Mm-hmm. My gown with no back.
And that is the latest thing. That's really a nightgown, isn't it?
It's a crummy one like last year.
Now, Snooks, just because I said it, you don't have to say it.
Mommy said it, too.
Oh, she did, eh? This is going to be a fine Christmas. And all because you didn't have any patience.
What's patience, Daddy?
I've told you 1,000 times. It means being able to wait.
Why?
Because sometimes it's imperative. Suppose a man goes fishing.
What man?
Oh, any man. Suppose a man...
Uncle Louie?
All right, Uncle Louie. Suppose Uncle Louie goes fishing.
Uncle, you don't like to go fishing, Daddy.
I don't care what he likes.
I know. I've seen the present you bought him.
I never mind that present. What's the matter with it, anyway?
You know.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a very expensive tie. Oh, what's he sending me, a grand piano?
No, he sent you...
Now, don't tell me. That's the very thing I'm trying to explain to you. I've got enough patience to wait until Christmas morning to see my presents.
It's the Baby Snook Show on Win Radio Was. We'll take a short break and be right back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Last time on this segment, celebrating Cadillac's 120th anniversary with a look back at all the innovation throughout the past 12 decades. But the company is looking ahead too, especially with its 2023 Cadillac Lyriq, Cadillac's first all-electric vehicle. We caught up with Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
The car has that bold standout style. Again, original design that we hear is really impactful to our customers and makes us differentiate in the marketplace. We have over 300 miles of range on our 100 kilowatt hour battery pack, a home charger that's 19.2 kilowatts. Also, you know, we have a 190 kilowatt DC fast charger, and this gives us the capability to recharge the vehicle quickly, almost 80 miles in 10 minutes. You can almost get 200 miles in 30 minutes.
It also has Cadillac Super Cruise, the world's first true hands-free driving system for the freeway. Learn more about the Lyriq at Cadillac.com/Lyriq.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 seconds of service.
Equine for the mind. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andre Andrews grew up around horses. After his time in the Navy, he found himself settling down in Southern California, where he didn't have exposure to the lifestyle of his youth. Wanting to get back into it, he volunteered at a ranch to fine-tune his skills with horses. It wasn't long before he had an idea to link horses and military veterans. Andrew's goal is to help veterans get to know all aspects of the horse, from feeding to grooming to tacking and, when ready, riding. Andrews explained, "We give the veterans an hour or two of riding out in nature and provide them with this new challenge. And when they come back, that's when we reflect on the experience."
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you can get higher priority dispatch. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Murkowski explains why the Federal Reserve is not getting the hint, and it's affecting your wallet.
The slowdown that is taking place in the economy, you can take a look at the earnings, and you can see. You get Walmart saying that, hey, we got a whole new group of people coming into our store that weren't here because they're trying to save money.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now let's get back to Fanny Bryce in Baby Snooks on Win Radio Was.
I don't go snooping around closets. Why'd you send me, Snooks?
I better not tell you, Daddy.
Oh, you're right. I'd rather wait.
Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't matter anyway.
No.
You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
All right.
Now, what is it? Such a big secret?
Well, I won't tell you what it is, but...
Yes.
It's made of wood, and it's brown, and you smoke it.
Another pipe. Two-bit Louie. Ah, that cheapskate. And to think I tossed out 39 cents on that tie. I'll bet the pipe's no good.
No good, Daddy.
Now, how do you know?
I smoked it. And I feel sick, Daddy.
Well, it just serves you right. Maybe you'll have a little more patience from now on.
What's patience?
I'll tell you if you just don't interrupt me. Suppose a man goes fishing.
Not Uncle Louie.
No, not Uncle Louie. He's got no time for fishing. He's too busy hoarding. And I've a good mind to tell Santa not to bring you anything.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't?
No, I seen what he brought me, and I don't like it.
Snooks, could it be possible that you don't like that beautiful little electric stove? Could that be?
Could be.
So you don't like that stove?
I don't like that stove.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you write and ask Santa to send you a stove?
Mm-hmm. But now I want a pair of ice skates.
Oh. Well, that's a horse of another color.
I want a colored horse, too.
Don't.
I want a colored horse.
I'll cut that out. You can't have any colored horses.
Why?
Because you can't. You'll take the stove and be happy with it.
No. Ice
skates. Oh, you're too young for ice skates. You're liable to get caught on some thin ice. And I don't want you to have any accidents.
Why?
Oh, that's not a fair question, and you know it.
If you don't tell Santa Claus to bring me ice skates, I'll...
You'll what?
I'll eat all the lights off the Christmas tree.
Now, listen to me, Snooks. This is not the time of the year for that kind of behavior. I don't want to have to spank you. I want everybody to be happy and contented in our house.
Then buy me a pair of ice skates.
Snooks. I'm going to tell you a very sad, sad story about a little boy who wanted ice skates for Christmas. He wanted them very badly, too. And he finally got them.
Would they fit me?
Yes. Well, this poor child lived in a miserable shack with his stepmother and his stepfather. He was only a little lad.
Was he a stepladder?
No, he was an orphan. These awful people had adopted him and made him work so they could loaf. And every day they beat him.
Where's the skates?
I'm coming to the skates. One Christmas, as the child was selling his papers in the street, it was freezing, and he had no coat.
But he had skates.
Not yet. He was shivering in the cold, and he happened to walk past a wonderful toy shop. In the center of the window, gleaming, polished, there hung...
A salami?
No, a pair of skates.
Huh?
And how this wretched child longed for them. But he only had 7 cents in his pocket. And the skates cost a lot more than that. Still, he couldn't resist going in the store. Well, as soon as the storekeeper sized up the situation, he did a very noble thing. He gave the little boy the skates for nothing.
And a wonderful day.
Oh, he meant well. But the child took the skates and dashed over to a frozen pond. The ice was thin in one spot. And the unfortunate child fell through. It was some time before he was rescued. But they got him out. Barely a spark of life left in him. So they rushed the little tyke to the hospital. And for days, his life hung in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the small hours of the morning, just before Christmas, the end came. The broken-hearted storekeeper blamed himself for the accident. And 2 days later, he passed away from grief. Both gone. The kind storekeeper and the little boy. Now, doesn't that make you stop and think?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking about?
What did they do with the skates?
Oh, what's the use? I'll buy you a pair of skates. Come on.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
From December 19th, 1940. That Baby Snooks and Daddy skit was from the Maxwell House Coffee Time variety series. Well, my question this time is about the fella who played Daddy, Hanley Stafford. Actually, it's about Daddy. You see, everyone called him that character, but what was the character's real name? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Well, it's one for the morning, two for the show. You get ready now, go get going, but don't you double my blues.
Rock out with the King of Rock and Roll and MusicRewind.com, where you can get Elvis 100 Hits, a deluxe compilation of Elvis Presley's original recordings on 4 CDs. Enjoy Elvis Presley's biggest hits, including Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog, All Shook Up, Are You Lonesome Tonight, Can't Help Falling in Love, Blueberry Hill, Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear, Surrender, It's Now or Never, and so many more. Elvis 100 Hits today and save 10% off the original price at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Pay just $19.98 plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code Elvis77.
Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
To MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to buy Elvis 100 Hits now. Use promo code Elvis77 to save 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code Elvis77 to receive 10% off and reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
1 mile and one smile. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
September is Suicide Prevention Month, and a Honolulu veteran is kicking off a podcast called 1 Mile, One Veteran to help prevent suicides in the veteran community. The host and founder, Danny Mayberry, served in the Navy for 11 years with several deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. After returning to Hawaii, he said he was diagnosed with PTSD and wants to help veterans with their path to healing. He says these conversations around mental health need to be normalized. We need to get rid of the stigma that seeking help is a sign of weakness. Everything you do in life, you do as a team in a community. We all want to build each other up, and that's what the veteran community exactly wants to do, said Mayberry.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Hanley Stafford, who played Daddy in the Fanny Bryce-led Baby Snook skits. Usually referred to just as Daddy, his character's name was Lancelot Higgins. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and I want to remind you to stop by the website, WinRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.